Blog Talk Radio.
My cue.
Exposed.
Take a pose.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's.
nigga not twat. Yo, dude, what the fuck if you trust? You gon' run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot one to the throat, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your family and your mans in the shot off. I'ma get the amps in your amp, blow your top off. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with your nigga, better open the safe. You better come with the money, better show some weight. I'm gon' come with gorillas, cause I'm run with the apes and put shots in your butt like you wanted to kick, huh?
Da 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 Mr. Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls. Rodney Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all Legendary Runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all Streetwear for $300. As well as Open to All Runway, The Casting Call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook, or visit the event page for more info.
October 27th, 2012, the CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection, a collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all Legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all Foot and Eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man. That's right. In a special category, that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win, $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Vote with the two baddest bitches in the boardroom, Naomi and Ms. Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary. 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 Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rock.
Kelly.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the motherfucking time, honey. It's definitely going down. We're here to recap all the balls that happened from state to state this weekend in ballroom history, from Indianapolis, I think it was, from Detroit to Dallas, Texas. We're definitely going to get into the madness here tonight, honey. Without further ado, let me bring on my co-host. It's the legendary, overall iconic father himself, for the cocktail, Rodney Prodigy.
And don't tell him nothing, baby. Know that I'm coming, baby. Hit up my phone whenever you need to. My company got my
car. Now presenting the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Father Cocktail himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? Nothing much, just chilling. And without further ado, it's my sister, the shady lady herself. You already know. She needs no motherfucking introduction.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the line for the...
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Miss Snow.
Hey, what's hot, what's not?
What's going on?
What's up, everybody?
Honey, I see we have the Tea Party cast on, and you know a lot of the Tea Party cast will definitely be able to give us the tea from Dallas, Texas this weekend, because they was definitely in Dallas, Texas. So I see that we have J-Rock on the phone, and I also see we have Jason on the phone. So let's bring them on the line.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get jig your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door
tight.
Let's have a kiki, motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work
and turn
and
honey.
And I think we also have Tiffany's on the line, too. Tiff, are you there? Hello?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Jason. J-Rock, is that you?
I'm here.
Okay, let me see. Tiffany, is this you, Tiffany? Tiff, 770-374.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, we place you back on hold caller. Okay. Let's have a kiki, honey. Yes, we are definitely live here on the air, and we're definitely going to give y'all the 411 on what happened this weekend from state to state, honey. And it has just been a lot going on this weekend, honey, from state to state, honey. I'm just gagging about, you know, everything that's happening. Where was that first ball at in the Midwest? What state was that in again?
Indianapolis.
Okay, I said it right. Indianapolis. They had a ball at Indianapolis this weekend. So if anybody's out there and y'all have any tea from Indianapolis, please feel free to definitely give us a call, honey, and let us know about the tea that happened at that ball out there, honey. I would love to hear the tea and about the fight that happened out there this weekend, honey. So definitely, you know, feel free to definitely reach out, honey. Reach out and touch somebody's hand, honey, and call in and give us the tea.
I think you should have some, what's the area code on there, 314-317?
Yes, the 314, the 317. If y'all in that area code, I see that y'all are on the line, honey. Somebody definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here and give us the E-My-E. I see we got a 314 number up here. And, you know, so if you want to call in, you want to press 1 and tell us what happened, feel free to definitely do come and be a part of us, honey, and give us the E on what happened, honey. We would love to definitely hear on what happened. Okay. Oh, yeah. So let's have a kiki, honey. Well, J-Rock, get it started, honey, because you was at the ball out there in Dallas, honey. So what happened in Dallas?
Well, shit, what didn't happen? It was like, first of all, it was Black Pride weekend, and you had stuff going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was a ballroom conference merged with the pageant world. So I just want to, you know, let everybody in Dallas know I was very, very proud of my city, because when I tell you that ball was everything, from the setup to the, you know, the turnout, it was way more than what we even expected. And, you know, the sportsmanship, the competition, it was actually good. It was in a nice ballroom at the Crown Plaza downtown. I mean, shit, the only thing I can say is if anybody got any questions about the ball, they can ask me, and I surely will give them whether it was the truth or not, like the one let's start it off. Sasha did not sit on a panel and get off the panel and win $1,000. Nobody knew Sasha was even in the building until the last category with the Fem Queen face, and she came up there, and she won. So, no, we don't play get on the panel, get off, and walk, no. So, other than that, I'm really just standing by for any questions on the ball, any tea that they may have thought they got, any, you know, the category that they think that was hot, what was not.
J-Rock.
I mean,
J-Rock.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see the argument with Ayana, Beauty, Amaya, and Sasha?
Baby, the argument with all that, you know, you talking about at the ball, because they told me that.
No, not at the ball. It was at the club, but they said Starsha didn't have anything to do with it. They said
okay.
It was Beauty and Amaya versus Ayana.
Ayana Christian,
oh,
right?
Okay,
yes.
That explains everything, because when I was at the club, when I was at the Brick, I didn't see nobody arguing or anything like that. If it was an argument, it must have been just some words had that didn't go anywhere, because, like you said, Sasha had nothing to do with it. She was over there getting her life.
Oh,
so
okay.
if they had some words, they must have kept it very low key, because everybody was really getting their life. So when all that tea that was coming out, I don't see where they got it from. And I seen all the girls, and I hugged all of them.
Well, they said Goddess is supposed to be calling in about the ball that happened in the Midwest, so we wait for Goddess to definitely call in here. Goddess, reach out and touch someone's hand, okay? So overall, the ball out there was really cute. It was successful. The girls have been reading a lot about the grand prize category and Starsha winning over Beauty and all of these things. Honey, what is your opinion on it, J-Rock?
Did you see the picture?
My opinion on it is that you had Larry Ebony, you had Econ, is it Econ?
Yeah.
Econ, last name Blondie? Econ,
yeah.
Blondie. You had Econ Blondie, then you had Shannon Garcon, then you had Tommy Ross, because we was merging the pageant world, then you had Andre. So my thing was
Andre, is right?
Yes. The font, Icon.
Okay.
But he was at the end, and all night long, it was a bunch of top breakers. People were it was very fair, if you ask me, because my thing is, I'm not trying to throw no shade, because my thing is, if I would have told you it wasn't fair, the shit wasn't fair. But from what I've seen, they were pretty much, damn. You had Selvin on the mic, he was making it hot. He was telling them, look, bitch, if you don't see her, if you who want to walk out of here first? Let's make it old. If you just don't see a bitch, go tap her on the shoulder. And, Sasha turned her back on Tyra, like, bitch, I don't see you. It was fun, but I don't see how it could be shade involved.
Maybe somebody saw something. Because the pictures I saw, it was like, okay, Sasha won. No question.
Right. And this is what I have to say about that. Sasha won last year. My thing is, when are these girls going to understand, bitch? Well, if you come to Dallas, then you're going to get your categories. You're going to get your fucking money. Y'all just let it. My thing is, people keep getting pressed. Bitches, Sasha seen 1,000. She's going to come walk. If nobody else walk, bitch, let me come get this cash. I don't see what the problem is. And Beauty was drop-dead gorgeous. She was stunning. It's just, Sasha came out, and Sasha came out just like that category called for. Bitch, you would have thought Sasha was the wife of somebody that was very rich, that, you know, owned an oil company or something. She came out in her bad boy and all this stuff, like, bitch, I'm Sasha, you know, blah, blah. That's what we wanted. We wanted to see all that. Give us all that. Like, bitch, you can't. None of y'all look better than me. I'm going to come out. I'm so fucking over. And she did. So, it's no shade. Like, everybody was gagging that, Beauty got up there, and we were like, bitch, Beauty is sitting. And she was very gorgeous. But, unless somebody can call in and say that they were sitting closer to the judges' panel than I was, you know, and tell me what they seen, and I will verify or say yay or nay, or I don't fucking know.
Oh, that's right.
I think the girls are just pressed because here lately, and I had to say something about this, here lately, you know, we've been hearing a lot of shit about all these people were throwing shade, these people was fighting, this was going on in the ballroom, oh, I hate ballroom. Then you come down to Dallas, that's supposed to be a not city, and come down there that turned it, and when I say turned it, everybody had a good fucking time. There was one little minor scuffle right before Tyra got ready to walk up, and I guarantee you that house got their member out of there in less than 30 seconds, and the fucking ball continued, and that was the only thing that happened, and everybody enjoyed their self, and they got their life. So I think that's why everybody's probably going to be like, whatever. Bitches, you can say whatever. Bitch, come to Dallas, and you're going to get what y'all been asking for, which is a nice time in a fab ballroom. You're going to get a fab ball, fab event. You're going to get your coins on the spot, you know, and, you know, we're going to give you what you want. That's what they've been asking for, so we gave everybody what they want. So I guess since it really was no tea or no violence or no, now everybody don't, you know, they got to make up shit. Like people walking off panels and getting money, you know. But I'm here to tell you, bitch, you're not going to tell, call me a lie because I was there.
I know, that's right. So what are the highlights that you think about the ball? Wait, hold on before you say that. We have another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
201-275, you're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? Jack. J-Rock, I love you, and I know you live for Starsha, but bitch, please. Really? Are you screaming? Were you looking at what everybody else was looking at? Because that carries. I'm sorry. I live for her, but that motherfucking Chanel, bitch, please.
Oof.
Are you serious?
It's a battle.
Okay. Well,
it's a battle. J-Rock for Starsha, Mark for Beauty. What's the tea?
This is what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying. Y'all know it's not about me living for Starsha. You guys said, did you see any shade there? I did not see any shade there. I didn't see no shade. That they had been voting fairly all night long. So my thing is, I didn't see where the shade came in.
But I was chewing it. I mean. I'm sorry. The child beauty was hitting as well. I'm sorry.
Well, let me yes, beauty. I did not say that. I said that beauty was sitting and beauty was gorgeous and over. I said that Stasha brought it the way that Shamar said it. He wanted it to be brought. She brought it like she was the fat bitch. Like, bitch, you couldn't even fucking touch her. I'm over. My thing is, you know. Maybe that's what the judges were looking at, because let me tell you something. Them judges was critical to the fucking T on them flyers with flyers. When I tell you they was chopping everything that did not come like that flyer and people was getting mad, it didn't matter. Because like I said, Shamar is the type of person that was running the ball. If you did not go by it, he's not going to call the judges' hands if they're going strictly by the flyer. So I don't know why they picked Stasha over them, because I'm not on the judges' panel, but I didn't see no shadiness. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so that's what I'm saying.
We all know Andre was sober. Was the panel sober?
What'd he say?
He said he know that Andre was sober because Andre don't drink or do no drugs. But what about the rest of the judges?
And that's another thing that I love about this bar. The judges panel was not drunk or high. They were very sober. They had just got out the different conferences and everything, and everybody just really had a good time. There was no, if they were high, bitch, they were some, that was, they must have had a fucking weak-ass pill or some old dumb, old weak-ass weed or whatever, because they were not. They were attentive. Everybody was ready to go. They were having fun. That's what I'm saying. Nobody was drunk. Nobody was, everybody was having fun.
Hold on,
y'all. Been having fun the whole conference.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
Oh,
I called in because I went to visit R.I. yesterday, and he need to tell y'all, y'all needed to put some money on his book.
Oh.
Well, you going to flush his address? We'll do that.
He ain't sent me no letter yet. I just went on a visit. I don't know his number.
Oh, my God, I can't.
You know, I live in D.C., so I can't come visit. I can put him some money, though.
Yeah, you need to put some money on this book.
All right.
Yeah,
I hear that.
That's all I wanted. We ain't trying to hear what JR said. Shit, go to the
Oh, girl.
J-Rock. Because you want to bring out the bridge, and I'm not going to bring the bridge out tonight. So,
okay, thank you, Grandmama.
Yeah.
We're going to put you back on hold. You press one when you're ready to come back.
Yeah, thank you. And I will send a shout out to the fella.
Okay,
that house
thank you, mother.
No
thank
more.
You, mother. Thank you, mother.
We're
going to put you back on hold.
Fella.
Okay, we're going to put Mother back on hold.
Now, like Mother. You said, Kelly, the highlight of my night was the category that I sponsored. I just want to give a shout-out to the girls that came up, Essence, Escada, you know, Naomi Escada, the Paris Chanel. You fucking Turnkids, the Parish Chanel down in Houston, Texas. Mother Tiffany Escada, you did a great job. I Really Live, and I can never think of the girl's name. She was a Garcon, the girl that won the category, female figure performance. I can't think of the Garcon name. But they really came out and gave it their all. They really went in, and they gave me what the fuck I want. People were trying to tell me how to run a category that I fucking wrote, and I told them what I wanted to see, and they gave me what I wanted to see, and I really, like, really liked it. And it was fun. I hope that they recorded it and y'all see it or whatever, and y'all can give y'all, you know, perspective on it next week or whatever.
No, that's right. Hold on. We got another caller. Let's see what they got to say. 513-460, you're live on the air.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening.
First one to put your hand back down.
Y'all not gonna get no tea.
So J Rock, let me ask you a question. You said they tried to combine the pageant world and the ball world together as judges. How did that work out?
Actually, and that worked. That was another thing that when Trey Garcon had the Black Glamour Ball back in Juneteenth weekend, they had this category called evening gown. It was called evening gown. And everybody liked it. And so since we had the National Ballroom Conference pageant conference, you had the pageant girls and the ballroom girls, which is some of them are both. It was down here in the conference, you know, telling about ballroom, telling the history, all that. It was really good. So that's why you had Tommy Ross was one of the people on the judges panel, and she, like, judges stuff like, you know, evening gown and stuff like that. So, I mean, it worked out pretty good. There was a lot of people that was there from the pageant scene, and a lot of people from the ballroom scene. We went to the pageant. Everybody from the ballroom scene went to the pageant. Everybody from the pageant came to the ball. So it was kind of like, it worked out pretty good, you know, so.
I don't think nobody had no production.
Nobody had a production for what?
No, I'm just saying, because you know the pageant girls are real sticklers when it comes to being on your words for your production.
they had two girls. The two Escada girls came out for their Vogue with a production, and they were pretty good. They were calling out bitches across the fucking. They want them to come down to the Gulf Coast and challenge them, and because they sick and tired of people calling them not. They said, "Well, come challenge this motherfucking not, and if you ain't gonna come, then shut the fuck up," you know, because they down here ready. And
why do we have to come? Of course.
Yeah, you didn't let me finish. I just said that we've been coming. Bitch, I drove 12 hours to motherfucking Candy World and going to the Gulf Coast is traveling. We want people to come down here, too. You know, so.
I'll see y'all in Houston.
That's right there.
Houston is not going to be ready for what's coming to motherfucking Houston. Okay.
The girls in Houston
better buckle up because it's about
Kelly,
to be a motherfucking
the girls
ride.
Move over because a real bitch is coming through.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Now I ain't the one to gossip. You ain't heard it from me, but I heard that it's about to be an international fucking takeover in Houston. And if you don't like it, then that's not their fault.
Okay, hold on. 201-779. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, sir?
What's going on?
What you want
to do? Miss Tag, girl, why are you calling in from two different numbers?
I'm not calling.
That's my number.
Who is that, LaMelo?
That's LaMelo. I just left you, bitch.
The Mugga, you can't say Mugga. You gotta go Mugga Ebony.
That's Selvin.
They still got Ebony's in the Gulf Coast?
Yes.
I thought they got put out too.
You went to the Ebony Ball in the Gulf Coast, girl. What are you
saying? Okay, so what's the tea, honey? How did you like the ball, Beverly?
Me, honestly, I had a blast from the conferences to the ball to shout out to the my Kiki house of Rudy,
and I'm the overall father.
Yeah.
You in another Kiki house?
Yeah, I'm Houston, and and Dallas. The House of Frenchie is Houston, and the House of Rudy's is Dallas.
Oh, my God.
For
I can't.
Execution, pickles.
And French fries.
And French fries and a grape soda.
Okay, girl. Okay, we don't want to. This is not. This is not Kiki Night Monday, honey. This is all.
Like,
this,
stop in the class, girl.
This is the real scene, honey.
Congratulations to all the winners, and you know the ones that made it to the last battle. Shout out to my house and Ms. Raheem, your well father, and the rest of the team that was there. I was real proud of them.
Is everything bigger in Texas?
To be honest with you, sis, I really don't know.
What?
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. Somebody give me some 411. I need to know what am I walking into, Miss Sang.
Girl,
am I walking into a lifestyle set or a magnum set? What the fuck?
I had to get off speakerphone. Selva, you don't know if everything is big in Texas?
Who's that? Why
he's still here.
That's Alexis.
Oh, hey, Alexis.
Hey, Auntie.
Hey,
so you mean to tell me you've been down there?
You know, you had you on Facebook, and I love it. I love that picture, girl.
Listen, so you mean to tell me you in Texas, and you ain't found out is everything big in Texas?
No, I didn't find out, since I'm still, you know, a Republican.
Oh, God.
He's still down there stuffing his face, eating all the chicken.
We just got through watching tapes, and leave us alone.
Oh, honey. Okay, honey. Wow.
Rodney on here?
Yes, Rodney is there.
Hey, Rodney, what's up?
What's going on, Tim? How are you?
I'm fine. Having
a good time. What's up, man?
Hey, Rodney. Hey, Uncle.
What's good?
Yes, Rodney's the mustache.
I'm going to put it out there. He's going to be mad.
I gag walking executive realness.
Thank you.
The mustache. Shout out to Uncle Mike.
Okay, Beverly, we're going to put you back on hold. Thank you. Thank you, Miss. Thank you, Beverly.
I love all of y'all.
Okay, Beverly is now put back on hold because Beverly likes to do shout-outs, and this is not the roll call. Okay, I love my sister now, but my sister loves to do the roll call.
Wait on, Kelly. Yes. Were you on the party bus or anything during the weekend?
Baby, I wanted to get on that party bus because it looked like it was too much going on that motherfucking party bus, and I didn't want to be a part of it. If y'all wanted to get down with Tippet to Touch, that's probably the place y'all should have been. But bitch, I didn't want to be.
We need to find out the tea about somebody got kicked off on the side of the road on the party bus.
Yeah, oh, no.
The girls got kicked off. I think they were stranded and had to get a flight to D.C. or something. This was a lot going on this weekend.
You gave us what happened at the ball. We appreciate that. But we do want to know what happened in Dallas.
Yes, we need to know what happened. We need to know what happened in Dallas because it's a lot of tea, Miss Thang. The girls got kicked off the party bus, Miss Thang. It was stranded on the side of the highway, Miss Thang. Had to get a flight or a bus back to D.C., Miss Thang, because they were stranded on the side of the highway. We need to get all of this dirt, Miss Thang. We need all of that, Miss Thang. We need to know why was Beauty and Amaya going to beat Ayana at the club and all of this E. We need that E, Miss Thang. Hold on. I got somebody's calling. 910-818, you're live on the air.
Well, yeah, this is Chris Revon, and let me know, I didn't get you on the bus. First and foremost, I didn't get kicked off. He asked me to get off. It was his, I guess, whoever I was getting to with, he had, you know what I'm saying, he had some say in me getting put off the bus. And I was in Dallas, and I wanted to flip the fuck out, you know what I'm saying, because really, what could nobody on that bus put me to fuck off but the police? So I'm not going to jail, but at the same time, I didn't want to make a hop for that weekend. I'm not that type of person. I don't get into the little fag games and all that kind of stuff like right there. Me saying that, you know what I'm saying, being respectful like off his bus. And my friend that day, goddamn, he was on his P's and Q's about me all weekend. But the thing is, I was a man, you know what I'm saying? I felt like that me and him got into a war of words, and the scarier person asked me to get off the bus.
So who did you get into with her on the bus?
Okay, hold on.
Rico Balenciaga.
So, Chris, okay, let me ask you this, because I heard this is the story that I got. You was reading Josh about not
battling somebody in your house, not winning over someone. Am I correct?
It was a comment that he had made, but yeah, so that's kind of the storyline.
Okay, and then Rico got mad and put you off the bus or asked you to get off the bus.
Yeah, basically,
that's
exactly what the fuck happened.
Okay, then. Okay. Just
want to
make sure.
Oh. Well, damn, honey. I know that's right. Rico got pulled with tempted to touch, Miss Thang. But why would y'all put that man off the bus, Miss Thang, out in the on the highway? I just don't understand that.
There's that bus with many things.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I ain't that type that, you know what I'm saying, that go up, kind of about that kind of stuff. So you know what I'm saying? It show who he was as a person. You know what I'm saying? And then it's getting all kind of reports I was getting that they were scared. Like, I guess people leading the ball or whatever, having the ball, was saying that they didn't want me. They kind of, like, was kind of scared. They didn't know if I was going to attack him. They didn't want me to come to the ball, all kind of things like that right there. And I was like, wow, that is so crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just people, to me, you know what I'm saying, show their true colors in certain situations.
Mm-mm.
Well, baby, let me tell you personally, I'm glad you did not get locked because you're a free man today, because you would have not have been out today. You would have been out next week. So good job.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for definitely calling in.
All right.
Okay. The next caller we have is 443-509. You're live on the air.
Girl, I was just listening, and y'all need to check and make sure that's the right person because that man sound like he's a little slow and retarded.
Who is this?
This is Mother Misha. I'm just
Hey, girl. What's tea? Did you have fun this weekend at the ball?
Girl, I didn't go to the ball, but I don't know if I wanted to go because it sounded like it was a bunch of individual serve the way he sounded like he was in that party bus, honey. Something don't sound right about him. Sound like he had either balls in his mouth or a whole bunch of rattling. Y'all need to check that, get the real teas on that.
I'm going to fuck this bitch mouth.
I'm just saying.
Your mouth is just too much, Miss Thang. Girl, bitch. Oh, my God. I love her so much. She would say her mouth is off the motherfucking chain. Honey, bitch, she does not give a fuck, Miss Thang. She says it's on her mind,
okay.
Miss Thang. And she reads down, Miss Thang. She's been around the girls too long, Miss Thang. Okay?
Who is that?
That's Tiff.
Oh, hey, Tiffany.
Honey, she reads down. Oh my God, Miss Thang, I need to find out what happened in that club, Miss Thang. I needed to be a fly on that wall in that club. Miss Thang, I wanna find out what happened in motherfucking Detroit too, Miss Thang. I heard that the Ebonies was in first place for winning the 500 girls, Miss Thang, and then they got
the
In Indianapolis. They was in first place for winning this coin in Indianapolis, and they got disqualified. And since they got disqualified, the second house that was in second place should have got the coins, and they didn't give them the coins.
Kelly,
yes.
The house that was fighting for first and second were the ones that were fighting each other.
Oh, so why didn't the house that was in third place get the coins? They didn't give the coins to nobody.
I would have been there with my money, too.
Uh-huh.
That's what it should have happened.
I need the goddess to call in here, Miss Thang. Goddess, press one. I need you on this line. I need to get the 411. I'm sorry. I know it wasn't Detroit. I mean, baby, they all the same, bitch. The Midwest is the Midwest. Okay? Bitch, hold on. We got the legend on the phone. Thang, honey, it's the CEO and founder of the House of Rodeo. Honey, how you doing, my dear?
Hi, darlings. Hi, darlings. Hi to everyone. But let me correct you. The Midwest ain't all the same. Yeah, you got like fucked up.
You know, I had to get you up here quicker, honey. Baby, you was taking too long, honey, to press one.
Well, let me give you the recap of the ball in Indiana. Hey, brother. The ball in Indiana was actually a really, really nice ball. They almost got through with all of their categories. The panel consists of 7 people. And it was, I'm not going to go through all the names of the people, but it was 7 judges up there. And earlier in the evening, I had noticed some stuff on the panel, so I made a comment. And the comment I made was, when you are a judge on someone's panel, you have to remain biased in your decision-making. You cannot sit up
there
and go.
Okay, now you told me about that, now you've been a fake bitch. Call the name. Stop playing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how she do it, Rodney?
Yeah, that's how she do me. Now call the fuck out.
Well, hold on, because you act like I'm some type of fuck bitch. Like I was saying, the judges on the panel at that time was Derek Chanel, Marquise Ebony, Richard CMB, I can't remember the runway, Elon, but he was an Elon, and it was Erica Kane, Miss Rahi, and myself. And as I sat on the panel,
oh,
I observed. Yes. As I said on the panel, I observed people going extra in for certain people unnecessarily. And mind you, when you sit on a panel, 9 times out of 10, you're going to give your vote to your house. But you cannot sit on a panel and display those actions like that. You know, you can't be, oh, because that's my daughter, I'm turning and she's turning in, and she's slapping sides with people because they coming down the runway and doing all that. So I made a statement telling them, when you up here, you have to act like an adult and be biased to what's going on. Even though we know you're going to give your tens to the person you're going in for, but you can't show those actions. You make the people out there feel, well, what's the purpose of me even trying, because you already got in your head who you're going to vote for. So that was a comment that I made earlier in the evening. So maybe like 30 minutes prior after that, Marquise was going in for one of his house members. So Eric Kane said, Granny, you're not going off on Marquise like you just went off on me. So I turned and looked at Marquise, and I punched Marquise and told him to sit the fuck down. So he sat the fuck down, and I turned back, and we continued on with the ball. Maybe 3 minutes had been passed, and Erica and Marquise is engulfed in an argument back and forth with each other. So I tell them both to shut the fuck up. So they shut the fuck up, and so we go back into the bar. And so I don't know what transpired, but then they started up again. So they removed Erica off the panel. So in that time, Giovanni, Miss Rahi, she came. I don't know if Obi placed him on the panel, or I don't know if he just sat up there, but he was up on the panel. And Marquise,
no right.
the category was getting ready to continue, but Marquise was like, oh, hell no, he cannot sit up on this panel. He's a nobody. He just got chopped 3 times tonight for walking this bar tonight. So he don't have no right judging nobody sitting up on this panel. So then Marquise and that guy got into it. Marquise and Giovanni got into it, going back and forth. So they asked Giovanni to get off the panel. So he was getting off the panel. But in the midst of him getting off the panel, he kept going into fake-ass bitch, faggot-ass bitch. And Marquise sat there, and he was calling Marquise a bunch of faggot-ass bitches. And I don't know if Marquise was saying stuff. I don't think Marquise was saying nothing back to him, because Marquise, I was saying in my head, oh, I'm hoping Marquise not hearing all this. Because he would, yes.
Hold on, Goddess.
Yes.
Now, we are talking about Marquise Ebony
but
from
see, at this
Detroit.
Point, I had to punch Marquise. And
now,
Marquise was sitting.
Yes. I see that. Let's be for real. We talk about Marquise Ebony.
But I promise you, when she was getting off that panel, walking off, and she was faggot-ass bitching him, he was not saying nothing to her because he would have been at least off that table. Now, I was thinking to myself, I swear to God, on a stack of Bibles, honey, I would not hold you up. But I kept thinking, because of bitch, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm so glad he ain't paying this boy no attention because he would have been a jump off that panel by now. But after about the 7th fake-ass bitch motherfucker, I heard boom, boom. So I turned to look behind me to see what somebody had dropped, and I saw something go past me, not thinking it was nobody jumping over the tables, but Marquise had been jumped over the tables onto the runway, so him and the boy got into like a little scuffle thing. And it really was no fighting like everybody was trying to make it out to be, because all the world, you know how the crowd gathers up and everybody just swaying back and forth and everybody trying to get extra licks in, get a lick in for their girlfriend. That's all it was. It really was no one-on-one, pow-pow, bang-bang, shit like that. It wasn't really like that. So but they separated and they went outside. It went outside. Somebody need to clear their phone.
Hold on.
I heard somebody got busted in the head with a bottle.
Wait a minute. I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
That's more like it. Okay, so this is still on the inside while the fights are going on. a bottle. Somebody was hit with a bottle. Now, I'm not for sure who got hit with a bottle, but it also ensued outside where people were throwing bottles at the car that the Miss Rahi stroller was in. Somebody threw a bottle, and it missed a couple of girls, but it crashed against the wall. You know how the glass shatters and it, you know, go everywhere. But then somebody threw a couple of rocks, but it was a big ordeal outside to where it was the same thing where girls was doing nothing but going back and forth, swaying with the crowd, pushing each other, trying to get to the next girl. Persia and they had another Butch Queen up in drag, Baby D. They was about it. They was about it for the House of Ebony. I'll say that. Them hoes was about it and down to do whatever it takes to protect what was theirs. And it was said that a gun was brought out. I never saw a gun. I never seen a gun in place, but they said a gun was involved. I never seen it.
Who you said was about it?
Alexis.
Okay,
Alexis.
All right, thank you.
They got it.
Down for the cause.
Alexis is trying to stir the pot.
I know, because I said to myself I was going to stir the pot. Since I done seen both of y'all fight, I don't know, girl. You better step back, because she's about a bitch. I don't know, y'all. And that's going to be a tussle. Y'all better be friends, girl. Be nice. But anyway, so as Marquise just said, this Marquise was parked in parking space number 3, and then the Giovanni boy and the people he was in was parking space number 5, right next to each other. So they started trying to get Giovanni and his friends in the car to get them to leave. So once they finally get in the car to get ready to leave, and they pull it off out of nowhere, the Marquise come out of nowhere chasing the car down the street. And instead of the boy going, the boy who was driving stopped. So Marquise hit the back of the trunk. And I know as hard as he hit the back of that trunk, I know he left a dent in it. And so then the boy stopped completely, and Marquise opened the back door and went in, and they was fighting through the side. But then that's when the police came. And, you know, once the law comes, the girls clear out.
I can take me in that.
And they clear out, and but besides all that, the ball was really nice, but the House of Ebony was up for that cash, but because of Marquise's actions, the reaction was disqualification. So the next house in line was Miss Rocky, who also got disqualified.
So who was the third? Who was the third place house?
I'm not for sure, but I do think the House of Elon was the house in third place that would have gotten the coin. But at that point, it was a done deal and over with, because I said get out and I had the money and what?
I was thought it was the House of Rodeo that won the third place, so it wasn't meant to be good.
No, the House of Rodeo didn't win not a motherfucking trophy. That night. Yes, it did. They won too. But no, they didn't get no money, honey. They didn't get no money. Absolutely not. So whoever told you that lie told the mother.
No. Nobody got the money. I heard that. Nobody got the money.
Nobody got it. Nobody received the money.
To you girls in the chat room is saying, I have never once came and did the show and have been intoxicated. I don't get intoxicated on a Monday night. Maybe on a Tuesday night if I'm feeling rolling on Tuesdays with Kelly, okay? But, baby, I don't get high on the regular occasions. I'm not high, honey, and I've never been high doing this show, okay? London has not paid her dues to the show, so once London's green dot card gets through on my card, London will be back on the show. You have to pay to sit at this table. London has not paid to sit at the table as of yet, okay?
Oh.
Hold on, we have three callers. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back with our three callers that we have, because we have some Midwest callers on the phone that would like to talk. So I'm going to pay some bills, and I'll be right back after these words from the House of Valentino, from the legendary iconic fathers Rodney and James, and from the CEO icon Jasmine Couture. These words from our sponsors. Hold on.
The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball.
Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls. Rodney Prodigy and James Icon present What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all Legendary Runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all Streetwear for $300. As well as Open to All Runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info.
October 27th, 2012, the CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection, a collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all Legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas
are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temperance, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Yes, thank you to all our sponsors that advertise here on Pins and Chops, the number one radio station in ballroom history. If you definitely do want to get a commercial, definitely hit me up on one of my Facebook pages or hit Jasmine up. And if you definitely want to purchase a table for Gagoween, definitely do hit Jasmine Couture up on her Facebook page. Tables are definitely on sale. And if you want a table for the Valentino Ball, hit up the Valentinos. And if you're also looking to get a table for the icon Rodney and James Ball, definitely hit Rodney up at Father Cocktail on Facebook or hit James Icon up on Facebook, because tables are definitely on sale and tables are definitely going fast, and you don't want to see your house in the back of the ball. Okay. We are definitely back. Yes?
Question. Now, you know, me and you have been hanging tight for the past couple of months, girl, and you was talking a whole lot of shit. Well, girl, Gagoween is less than about, what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
Away?
Yes.
Now, I just listened to the commercial, and they said that the grand prize is starting off $1,000, and there's no telling what it's going to be the night of the ball. So, now, my question to you is, are you ready?
I'm not ready, but come Gagoween, I will be.
Okay, girl. I just want you to be on point, girl.
I will definitely be on point, honey. Hold on. 267 3220. You're live on the air. 267 3220. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Is everybody back? Rodney, Jason, Goddess, Ted.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
He's back. Okay, we're here, honey. Oh, so it went down in Indianapolis this weekend. The girl shook the building, honey. Yes. Who said hello like that?
Girl, put me back on hold.
Oh, okay.
Who is it, Tiffany?
Oh, yeah, that was Tiffany. Oh, no. To everybody, no. The reason London is not on the line, you know, the calls are very expensive from London into the show, and London is saving her coins. She said she's going to be at Gagoween, so she has to save up her coins. You know, they don't make the same amount of money as we make here, so she's saving up her coins so she can be at Gagoween. So that's why she's not on the show. She said if you do the show... She said it's either do the show or come to Gagoween, and she'd rather come to Gagoween than be on the show for a couple of weeks.
Ellie, I heard she was gonna be one of the mystery film queens.
That's what I hear too. That she's supposed to be on somebody's team. So I don't know.
So the category is not legendary.
See, well, the category is legendary, and she said she's supposed to be on one of the teams, so. We don't know.
Legendary, Rodney.
No, just ask him, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we never know. We have to wait and see, honey.
We don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, girl,
The girls is being really messy here, Miss Day. I have paid this question. I have been paying this question. Hold on, I got a caller. I'll come back to that question. Y'all don't have to inbox me that question again. I'll come back to that caller, but I have another caller, and I'm not paying the question because he's my brother. I'm going to ask him after this caller, okay? So don't inbox me again about that question. 317-777, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. It is I.
Hey, Erica.
What's going on?
What's to eat?
Hi, Uncle Rodney. How are you?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm good.
Hi, Granny. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, baby.
Okay, well, let's start it. The function was very wonderful. It was a fabulous function. It was a nice turnout. The cocktails was in the building, Uncle. They had $6 Grey Goose. It was wonderful. As far as the panel, Alexis, no shade to Granny. Granny, you hit it right on the head. Granny told everything to T, everything that happened. She told it word for word. But Alexis, you hit it on the nose. We talking about Marquise Ebony. No shade. No shade at all.
Y'all know, but y'all got to make Marquise call in here, honey.
Let him call in. Didn't
call me yet.
Because I made him go to sleep.
Oh, shit.
So it had to be a reason.
So Granny addressed me to the crowd in front of everybody, you know, and I felt some kind of way.
When I addressed that, I did not point you out. I was making a general assumption.
You did not point me out, Granny.
But it happened when you was doing it. It happened when you was doing it.
Your son did, though, Granny. You said you didn't point me out, but as soon as you didn't point me out, your son sitting right next to you looked down the panel and said, ha, 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 she's talking to you, ha, ha, ha.
You
was marking the exact words. Ha, 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 she's talking to you. To the point where 30 minutes later, female figure category comes up, female figure performance, Marquise is up the whole entire category, going off on his half, going up for this member. So I asked Granny, Granny, how can you say something to me when you ain't saying nothing to the next person? Marquise felt like I shouldn't have said nothing to Goddess at all because that's his mother. So Marquise had a problem. To the point where Opie came up to the panel and said, you guys need to calm down. Without even asking no questions, Marquise said, you need to take off the panel, and Opie took me off the panel. So, sure, I felt a certain kind of way about that. Me and my house, we left. While we was leaving out the door, Marquise, steadily on the panel, talking about, I'm going to beat that bitch's ass. I'm going to beat that big bitch's ass. She's going to gag after the function. I'm going to beat her ass. Him and Dante Ebony, both of them was on the panel, talking about, whoop her ass, whoop her ass. So what is my child supposed to do? Sit there and let them say they're going to whoop my ass? No. My child defended me like he was supposed to.
No, that's not how it happened. That's not how it happened. We were getting ready. So we were getting ready to go into. We were getting ready to go into the categories and finish voting, and told him he couldn't sit on the panel because he was a nobody.
Let him sit on the panel, and then on top of that, I didn't even put him on the panel. Opie put him on the panel, so he should address that with Opie and not my child. You call yourself a legend and a leader of a house. You shouldn't have had a problem with my child at all. My child is under 25, honey. You shouldn't have said nothing to him at all.
Hold on, well, hold on.
I think he was addressing Opie.
Where's Opie at, honey? Where's Opie at? I need Opie on this phone line, honey.
I told him he couldn't get on there. I told him I'd do it.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. We got two more callers from, there's only one. 317-426, you're live on the air.
Hello, thanks for reaching out, everyone.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hang
on. This is Vengeance.
Hi, Vengeance.
Hey, how are you doing today?
It seems like the Midwest Girls is on the phone tonight, honey. 317-833, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Opie.
Opie, why did you put this? I was about to say something, but I don't want the girls to feel some type of way because when mother speaks to girls. Well, why did you replace that child with Erica on the judges panel and she just got chopped three times prior this night?
No, what it is they want the panel wanted Erica off. I didn't know the other nigga right.
It wasn't the panel. It was Marquise.
Oh.
It was Marquise. somebody not even from our region who don't even stand 5 foot
so,
two.
So like
it
I
wasn't
said,
okay, Erica, we can't.
Team.
Everybody,
like
we can't. We can't. We all can't speak together. Go ahead, Opie. Let him
like
finish,
I
and then you can go.
They wanted Erica removed off the panel, so I didn't know the other Ms. Lahey's at the table. So the only one I knew was Gianni, and she was standing right there, so I told her to sit down. Okay. So it wasn't like, you know, she was playing to judge or nothing like that. We only had one category left anyway, so that's why I put her right there.
Lord.
Get her off the panel.
But I just called in because I want to really thank everybody for coming to Indianapolis. And
no, Opie, stop. Opie, I just asked you a question. How did Giovanni get put up off the panel?
How did he get put off the panel?
Yes.
Because my boyfriend Damon told me to take her off, you know, because Marquise was going off, you know, saying she's
exactly.
a not going to be up or whatever.
Exactly.
So,
okay, so my question that I have is, because this is a question that came up in the official ballroom group, okay? The question was, who was running this ball? Was you running your ball, or was the crowd running the ball?
Marquise,
so I was
running
my own ball. I was running my own ball. Don't no crowd run my ball. Don't no commentator run my ball. And don't no judge run my ball. Okay? I run my own ball. So who I put on my panel is who I put on my panel. Now, I removed Erica Kane because she was not paying attention all night. And when I turned around, her and Marquise was arguing. She was standing up. She was walking over there, so I told her to go on about her business. Gianni was standing there, so I put her up there because I don't know the rest of them missing, okay? I only had one category left after female figure performance. We were in the middle of female figure performance right then. There was only one more category left, which was
Freakway. Why did you wait till the last category to remove
me?
Why
I'm
did you
talking.
Wait till Marquise told you to remove
I'm
me?
Talking.
To remove me.
Okay.
And I was paying attention all night long.
Me.
You had plenty of time to remove
you
me.
You were talking when I was not on the show. Can I talk? Can I talk now?
Go ahead. I just want
okay,
my question
thank you. So as I said, all night I kept telling Erica to pay attention, calm down. Ladies should be seen and not fucking heard. All that rowdy stuff that you be doing at balls is late, okay? But I removed you. I removed you because when I turned around, both of y'all was arguing, but you were pushing the table and you had kicked off your shoes and you were walking towards Marquise. For what? You're late. You shouldn't do stuff like that. It's not even that goddamn serious, okay? It's not even that serious. So, period, point blank, I had a nice ball. I gave out the coins to the people who won their category. I have my 500 for the house with the most trophies, which was Ebony, but they ruined it for their sale, so I didn't give them shit. And I don't feel like I owe anybody shit, period. So as I said, I thank everybody for coming to my ball. I really appreciate it. And it will be going on next year. And Marquise and Erica will not be on my panel. Thank y'all for reaching out. Good night. Opie?
Who?
Opie?
Alexis? Opie, are you still there?
I'm here. Opie, go.
No, Opie, can you hear me?
Opie's gone.
No, Opie is still on the phone line. His number is still up.
Opie, are you there?
I guess he's not saying anything.
Oh, okay. I had a question.
Well, what was your question?
This shit came up across the screen. They said, Opie just changed his story. He said the panel wanted her off. Then he said she wasn't paying attention.
Exactly, Alexis.
So which one was it?
It probably was a collaboration of all of us.
Oh, okay.
If a person's not paying attention, who went to the last category to take them off the panel?
Well, I don't know, honey. Hold on. Okay, Erica, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. We have a number caller, 323-989. You're live on the air.
Come on, Miss Erica, fit your girl. You're carrying.
323-989. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Okay, you're gone. Oh my God, there's just so much going on.
So, Erica, were you involved in any of the altercations?
No, like I said, and contrary to all belief, I was a lady that night. My shoes stayed on the whole entire night. And you want to talk about the other house system queens who came out of their wigs and out of their shoes, and they were throwing bottles, that they was bowdy for their houses? You're absolutely right. They was bowdy for their houses.
Honey, wait, who comes out of their wig at a function? That's nice.
The girls that was bowdy for their houses.
They were.
Wait, so are you insinuating that my sister Persia came out of her wig?
And she did. She came out of her ponytail. She pulled her ponytail off and laid it on the trunk of her car outside and was ready to go for battle cast. She did.
They gotta take me up out of mine, honey. Okay.
Well, in the midst of her tussling, it started hanging anyway. So she just went on and pulled it off. So what was she supposed to do? Go let it hang?
Y'all not gonna bash my sister on this line.
I'm not bashing her at all. But for you to get up here and say that my shoes was off and I was shaking tables ready to fight, how dare you lie on me? My shoes was on the whole function.
Erica, you were shaking the table.
If you really want to get into it, they was on the whole function.
So, Erica, you was pulling a K. Michelle. You were shaking the table.
Hold on.
Opie, are you there? Opie?
Hello?
Yep.
Are you there, Opie?
Hello?
Can you hear us? We can hear you, Opie.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yeah.
I can.
Okay, now what's the question?
Okay, go ahead, Alexis.
The question was, the first time you told the story that the panel wanted Erica off, but then you said that Erica wasn't paying attention. Somebody said, which one is
it? No, not right there. What I said was the panel wanted Erica Kane off when the discrepancy happened. But all through the night, I was telling Erica Kane to pay attention because I meant to replace some bitches. That's what I said all night.
So, Carla, you got
but
your answer.
The discrepancy started, the panel did want her off. And it was more than just Mark at that moment.
So basically what you say, Opie, is Erica was intoxicated once again.
Erica was being Erica. She's always here. She's always loud. She's always barefooted, like the fuck I said. Okay? And none of that shit is ladylike. Period.
Erica?
I kid you not, my shoes was on the whole function. They matched my number before. Please don't try to be cute
about my daughter, Baby D, and Persia pulling out their wigs and stuff, okay? Because you know that they will wear you out, Miss Pink, so calm down with that. Thank you.
We're not going to go there with no wearing out and all that.
We're not going with all that.
You're right.
We're not going to put that into that. But, Opie, go back on hold. You back on hold, Opie. Thank you, bye.
Okay.
Hold on, Kelly.
What? Oh, mistake, honey. Oh my God, honey. As for y'all girls to ask me the question, I'm gonna get to that question in a minute. I'm trying to get the other icon on the phone so he can answer the question for y'all, honey. So y'all question will get asked. I'm not paying y'all question, and I'm not having no favoritism. Y'all question will be asked, okay? As soon as we get the other icon on the phone. Thank you for reaching out. Okay, baby, it's a key tonight, baby. I'm having a. I love the Midwest, honey.
Wait, before you go into them, let me say this, because people are making it seem like that it's a big issue between myself and Erica Kane, because I supposedly had pulled her out on and blast on her own panel. That is my granddaughter. I love my granddaughter. She has never disrespected me in no form, shape, or matter
Thank you.
I know of. And it's never been a problem. And this incident is nothing what people making it out to be or seem to be. I know how to handle man. When I told her to shut the fuck up, she closed her motherfucking mouth. I handle man's whether or not they okay, whether they New York, Atlanta. When I speak, people listen. I'm like ES motherfucking Hut. You listen to what I say, or you know the consequences. I hit mass. Whether you my grandchild, my nieces or nephews, I will sock the fuck out of you with no repercussions. I'm only doing telling you what's supposed to be right. That's my job as a leader, as a mother, as a grandmother, as an auntie. If a lot more of these bad kinds of legends would do that, we would have the problems that we have. And I thank you.
Okay. Well, private caller,
Kelly.
You're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, this is Susan. Hi, everyone. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Susan.
Rodney, stop co-signing, because you don't know. You can't speak for OB. He can speak for himself, as rude as he can be. But anyway, a woman, all that woman should be seen and not heard bullshit. He can that, because if you speak to me, I'm going to speak back and I'll give you what you're giving me. And I was born with a pussy many years ago, and I'm going to give you what the fuck you give me when you give it. I know all that. If she had her shoes off and she had her damn panties off, that's her fucking business. Erica, you ain't got to say a motherfucking thing to none of these motherfuckers. God has defended you. That's your grandmother. The rest of the bullshit, fuck all of them. And I said it. Come to Virginia and fuck me up, whoever it is, he said, and fuck somebody up. Ain't nobody scared of nobody. This was 2012. Scared is dead.
Ooh. But why get on and continue it, Susan?
What?
Why get on and continue it?
It ain't over.
It is over. What do you mean it's
not
over?
No, it ain't over. It ain't over.
Why get on and continue and add and breathe?
You continue
and
do. You told her to be quiet or whatever, and your son said whatever he said. Nobody apologized to her for
saying that. When did I tell her to be quiet? I told both of them at the same time to shut up the argument, and that's what they did because they respect
me as their
elder,
and that's
what they should
do.
And that's what they should have done.
I'm talking about Opie, not Goddess.
But I'm asking you why come on here and kick. You see, he's wrong by saying
because
somebody can come on here and fuck him up. Why you want to get on here and say somebody's going to fuck him up? And say something like, come to Virginia.
She should be seen and not heard, and she's always rude, and she's always loud, and she's always internet.
God.
I'm a female, and I'm bangy as fuck, and I don't give a fuck what none of y'all think about me.
Me
but
me too.
Not going to be sitting up here under y'all scrutiny. Like, y'all can't judge her. She can do what
the
fuck she wants to do. When she wants to do it, that's my motherfucking need. And Erica, if you want to be as baby as you want to be, you be, and you still a lady to me. Y'all got to speak up about what a lady is. Because you want to control what women do.
That's their relationship as a gay mother and father between Opie and Erica.
Well, Opie needs to get his mind checked. And Kelly, you know, I was already through with him about his little trans man comment in your group anyway.
I don't know nothing about all that.
He was talking about, well, I'm not going to get into all of that because Kelly resolved that matter.
Baby,
well,
Kelly,
I have the legendary overseer, the birthday boy, Dante Ebony, on the line.
Not the old legendary. No, yeah. I mean, somebody said, I said something about kick her ass or something like that.
They say you were screaming, kick somebody ass as they was walking out the building. I don't know who it was, babe. So I had to find out, why was you in Indiana cutting up? Because that's not like you.
That's not true. I mean, I'm gonna be with my brother. I'm going to defend my brother. My brother got a problem. But I wasn't walking around screaming, kicking nobody ass. But, I mean, if we would have been fighting, somebody would have got their ass kicked. But that ain't what I was walking around screaming.
Okay, well, just making sure. Thanks for reaching out, Faith.
The whole thing was just, I mean, they carry. I mean, it's no excuse. Erica sat on that panel and she carried the whole night. Marquise carried. They got drunk, they carried. All this going back and forth and all this other shit, stupid. They carried.
I just got an inbox. Somebody told me to tell you happy birthday and they love you. I'm not calling no names. I won't call no names. But you already know.
I got it.
Happy birthday.
It's a happy birthday.
Hey, guys, we'll punch you because when I did walk up on the panel, she did punch me.
And where did I punch you? Wait, where did I punch you at?
You punched me in my dick.
Oh! And what did you do?
Ball to the ground.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for reaching out, Artsy.
It was all me.
Oh my God. Oh my God, hold on. Erica, I'm about to put Erica, I'm about to put you on hold, Erica. I'm about to put you
okay.
on hold. The next call I have is 803-521. You're live on the air.
Yeah, well, Dale, I guess I have a question. I mean, because nobody called your show because I see how you are. I mean, the only reason why I call your show Monday through Wednesday is just to listen to you. But, you know, the way you talk, it seems like when Chastity called you last week and Milan called you last week, it seems like the same thing they were talking about is the same reason why they don't like you. And I could see nobody don't like you. Kelly, you're talking. I mean, don't talk. You told me to call your chat line, right? Okay, so don't talk. Okay, so damn, you got me hyped up. And it's not even that fucking serious. But basically, Milan and Chastity said that. Okay, what did they say? Because I was listening to it. Okay, hold on. Don't laugh. It's not funny. Because I don't like you. Really don't.
Now that's the question y'all need to ask. What is he on?
But you're sitting here and you say no. You hold on.
Okay.
Because I'm being 100%. I'm being nice.
Yeah.
And this is not Kelly Mizrahi that's talking to you. And I'm being really nice. And I have been nice. I have been nice all night
so you're
long.
Not Kelly?
No, this is not Kelly Mizrahi talking to you. Kelly Mizrahi was on the show. I came on the show tonight, and I have been so nice, and I have been so politically correct with everything that I have been doing, and I haven't yelled or anything.
I'm not going to let
you maggots come here and destroy my day. Okay? You are a maggot. I'm not going to let you come on this show tonight. Yeah, well you can kiss your own ass, maggot.
You
are a maggot, and I'm not, and that's what you girls want. You girls want to come on this show. You girls want to come on the show, and y'all want me to be loud, and y'all want me to be disrespectful to you maggots. I'm not going to be disrespectful to you maggots at all.
I don't fuck with them.
Okay, if you don't like this show, or if you don't want to be a part of the show. Let me place you back on hold. See, I had to place this person on hold, and this is what we're not going to do. You know, I'm not going to sit here, and I had a wonderful day, okay, and I had a highly favorable day, and it was blessed by the Lord today with all the things that I did today, and I'm not going to let these maggots come on this show and destroy my glory and my joy that I had for today. And I'm not going to let you girls ever think that by y'all calling here and y'all reading me and me coming and doing the things that I do and put on a show for y'all, y'all not going to get that unless I want to give it to y'all. Okay? It's not going to be that anymore. You think you're going to call into this show and you're going to read and I'm going to read back with y'all? I'm going to do that on my time and when I'm ready to do it. Tonight is not the night. Yes.
Can you go to bed? I need to speak to Kelly, Ms. Rahi, right quick.
You want to see? Why do y'all want to
no,
see?
Hold on, sister. No, listen, this
gave,
is why I want to speak to Kelly, Ms. Rahi, because they was reading her in Texas this weekend. The girls was asking who inspires you in ballroom, and it was like someone said, Kelly Mizrahi inspires me because everything she is, I want to be the total opposite of. And the girls were just really slandering her name, and I want to speak with her and let her know what was going on this weekend, how the legends and the icons and, you know, all the A-list girls was giving her
fever. Y'all want me out. Leave her alone. She doesn't want to play tonight. Leave her alone. She just gave birth. If anybody looked on Facebook, she just gave birth.
Y'all do
to a new baby. Honey, she just gave birth to a new baby. Hold on. Oh my God. I have not seen this number on my board in a long time, honey. Welcome to the number one radio station in ballroom history. It's the icon and the founder of the House of Balenciaga. It's Harold. Hey, Harold.
Hey, Kelly. What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing with somebody. Since I ain't have no show tonight, I just want to say <the show. laughs> Kelly gave me my intro, so. But Alexis, let me ask you a question. Okay. Because you asked a lot of questions in ballroom. So if Kelly is within herself trying to, you know, not feed into, why are you still trying to stir her out in the trap?
Well, actually, I was just following up with my uncle had already started with the other.
Oh, so it's Rodney being a mess.
If you were paying attention, Harold, Uncle Rodney had already started it.
When he was doing the seance and summoning Kelly Mizrahi out.
And he was
Mizrahi and Kelly Hunter. So for that moment, I needed Kelly Hunter to just come, seize the moment, and then go back in. You know how the Incredible Hulk comes out sometimes, and then he goes.
Okay, so y'all want me?
I'm gonna feed
the girls because the girls want it. So since the girls want it and the girls want me to feed them, I'm going to feed y'all what y'all want because the baby just got up off the motherfucking couch, honey. Okay, so now you nasty motherfucking maggot that want to call in here from that motherfucking 803 motherfucking number and you want to sit here and play with me and your dirty ass listens to this show every motherfucking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and you want to sit here and you want to cock rod, you dirty motherfucking maggot. You got fucking nerve to call it to my show and think that you're going to play with me, bitch. Why you want to call it to the show? Because the A-list wasn't on tonight, so you ain't got no other choice but to call in here and ride on this motherfucking dick, you nasty motherfucking maggot, Jill. Okay, and I thank you, and I thank you for reaching out, and I thank you for calling to the show, you nasty maggot. Now you crawl back into your hole, you nasty cootie queen,
you. What you going to do?
Okay, and we're back. And that was the word. And that was the word from Kelly Mizrahi, from the sponsor. Now Miss Hunter is back. Thank everybody for definitely listening to the show. I'm having a fabulous time with the girls and everything. Y'all know I'm a Gemini. I could definitely give y'all what y'all want. But we are definitely here. I'm live on air and I'm having fun. And I don't understand why do these girls want to call into the show and want to read and everything. But then you sit here and you listen to the show for so long and everything. And then you want to call in here, you want to read, and you want to read in the chat room and all types of things. Girls, won't you get a life, Miss Thing? Why? I guess the clients must be not calling her right now. So she got no other choice but to listen to the show because you know, the client does not call her. But she listens every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But she hates me so much, but she listens to me. If I hated a bitch so much and I couldn't stand their voice, Miss Thing, I wouldn't call in here and listen to them for 3 hours, bitch. Like, what the fuck? If I couldn't stand Alexis and I couldn't stand her fucking voice, or Rodney, why the fuck would I call in here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and listen to their fucking voice, bitch? I wouldn't be on the fucking phone listening to their voice because their voice would annoy me. Like, girl, get a life, Miss Thing. And do you want to continue to call in here, Miss Thing? Like, what the fuck, girl? Damn. We was having a good show. I was nice and peaceful and everything. But what I'm not going to do, I'm not going to stoop to the levels on what Alexis is talking about. I'm going to give y'all Kelly Hunter on this. I'm not going to stoop to the level of those legends and icons that had things to say about me. Their opinions that they have about me is their opinions, just like it's an asshole. Everyone has one. I really give two fucks about their opinions or how they feel about me or what anybody thinks about me. And one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to ever change who I am and what I stand for to come and sit at a table with a bunch of queens and organizations because they want me to change who I am to come and sit at the table with them. If you can't accept me for who I am and pick my personality and my job that I do here on the radio and what I do on YouTube to the side and have me come to the table as the person that I am 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, during the daytime and not from 11 to 3 o'clock in the morning, then I don't think that I'm the right person to come and sit at that table with y'all. And that's all I have to say on that, Miss Clark.
That was Miss Snow you was talking to, Miss Clark is back
now. Okay, well, Miss Snow.
Oh, Lord.
So.
Okay, well, look, I guess I got my double personality here tonight, too, Father Keitel and Rodney Prodigy. So, Kelly, you have a question for Rodney Prodigy, you say?
Oh, yes, I have a question for Rodney Prodigy. The question that the girl, hold on, let me open my Facebook back up. The question that all the girls keep sending me is, they want to know what is going on with overall mother ex Mercedes Prodigy. Why is this the third time the icon overall? Founding father, man, Prodigy, has slept with her man, and why is she out the house? Why did she leave the house of Prodigy again?
They said somebody slept with her man while she was away.
This is the questions that the girls keep sending over. Okay.
Well,
so I asked the questions to the girls, so y'all don't think that I was putting the question to the side, Miss Thing, and stop. Y'all don't have to send me questions 3 or 4 times and then send me, oh, you're not asking the question because he's a co-host or he your brother. I ask any question that I want to ask. So there you go. Go ahead, Rodney.
If it's something personal that the overall mother and the founding father have with each other, Mercedes, no man has called my phone in reference to that. So I guess it's something personal they're handling. Like I told the media prior to this, once I get all the details and the truth of the matter, I will release all information to the press. Until then, I'm in the know and I'm, you know, don't know what's going on.
Just listening.
Okay, and there go your answer for all the girls that wanted to know. Okay, damn, y'all could just be so nosy, Miss Sang girl. But welcome home, Mercedes. Honey, why are y'all falling out, honey?
Kelly,
yes. Baby, no, the girls is a mess, honey. I'm being real, honey. I'm being PG-13. Like, what the fuck, Miss Sang? I don't know what is going on with these queens, honey. Baby, these queens are just too much, honey. Hold on. And then this bitch want to be calling in here from a track phone, Miss Thing, trying to read me from a fucking track phone. Bitch, girl, you got a government-assisted phone, bitch, and you want to call in here and read me. Bitch.
Not an Obama phone.
Miss Thing.
You, but I won't beat the shit out of you. Bitch, don't you fucking tag me. I promise you. Bitch, you don't even got no photos of me, so I don't have to worry about that shit. But like I said, bitch, if you tag me, I will beat the shit out of you. Don't you
what?
Think I'm saying? But like I said, they can kiss my motherfucking ass. Bitch, if you tag me, I will come to God always. I tell
yeah,
you, I don't give a fuck. I will beat the shit out of you, bitch. I will fuck you. Don't you fucking play with me.
Why you want to hurt?
You can fucking record this conversation. You could post this shit on podcast. I don't give a fuck. Like I say, if you fucking tag me, I will beat the shit out of you. Bitch, you thought you was ratchet. I will kill you.
Why you want to kill me, baby?
I don't give a fuck. Bitch, don't you even fucking talk to me, because you can get your ass stomped, too.
Why you want to kill me, baby?
Oh, God, little boy, go to bed. Little boy,
it's after
1
o'clock. Shouldn't you be
like
in bed so you can get the yellow cheese bus in the morning?
Like I say, it doesn't matter. I'm not,
can somebody
I'm
get that boy
like
out of Coosa Hatchie, South Carolina,
because
so he can get some education?
Because y'all people are nothing to me. I mean,
but why are you on the phone? Why are you listening? Why are you here?
Like I say, y'all are nobody to me. So, like I say, if you tag my pictures, you want to get your ass beat, and I promise you that shit.
What's your name so I can tag your picture right now?
I'm going to tag all your pictures right now. Like I say, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Somebody needs to help her, Miss Thing. I am so mad at these children with Down syndrome calling in here playing on this.
he live in Coosahatchie, Georgia.
Kelly, he needs to edge him.
I guess his mother is asleep and she don't know that he got the phone and he playing with the trap phone, wasting her minutes. But your mother gonna be surely upset.
No.
No cheese buzz morning, and she ain't got no minutes to make no calls. So you need to stop playing on your mother's track phone, boy,
Kelly,
and take the ass to go to bed.
First off, if you're trying to yell at me, then that's not going to work, because
I'm not yelling at you at all. Actually, I'm being nice with you, and I'm trying to be respectful with you and everything. Why do you want to be disrespectful, baby? What is it that you have against me? You want to call me?
What are you talking about? The second of all, when I call,
he right here already.
I mean, obviously, my name was introduced, so you know.
Your name was introduced.
Like
we don't even know you.
What do you mean?
What's your name?
What do you mean?
You say 803521, and you didn't even say my name.
It's a special ex.
And fourth off, I don't even like your crew because London's not on, and I don't even like talking to y'all.
Why don't you call in on Tuesday night when London's on? No, he don't need to call in on Tuesday night. He don't need to call in at all.
It's not the Kelly Show. I mean, this is Blog Talk Radio, right?
What? No, it's
so
the Kelly Show.
So we don't have to talk about Kelly 24/7. I mean, no.
What do you mean
talk
about Kelly? Nobody's talking about me. We're talking about the balls.
No,
what?
Kelly, you're talking about yourself.
Hold
on.
You
keep talking.
I think my
no,
girl.
You,
my
Kelly,
girlfriend.
Kelly, like I said. No,
talk
Kelly. You, Kelly
oh,
no,
I think
no,
about
no.
The I think she about
Kelly,
the
you wasn't at the ball, so why would you need to speak about it? I mean, you could ask questions, but you've been like, it's in the focus of like 2 hours. I mean, like,
hold on, where's Tiffany?
Something.
Get Tiffany on this phone.
Tiffany's on the phone.
But like I said, Kelly, nobody don't want to hear you talk to me but
that
one because Kelly. Kelly, I don't know. I don't understand why you mad at Milan and Chastity. Because you need to shut up.
First of all, we're not even talking about them on this show.
Hold on for one minute.
I need to talk what I want to talk about.
I'm letting you talk. Go ahead. I told everybody to hold on. Go ahead and talk.
I need to stop talking.
We don't want to hear about them, Callie. We don't want to talk about them people.
Thank you. No, but y'all wrong because it's just nasty.
Listen, Kelly. Either he go or I go, but one of us gonna have to get off this motherfucking phone.
Yeah, I call
like now.
Deal with it.
This is not special ed Tuesday with a funny phone.
Get this motherfucking retarded bitch off the phone.
Taylor first.
We're going to come back to you. Hold on. We got another caller.
Please
hold on.
Get this handicapped bus bitch off the phone. I can't take it.
Seven,
fuck out of here.
657 for the air. 765-377, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Miss Singh, don't read the Down Syndrome child. Miss Singh, don't do that.
Bitch,
my mother always,
Listen, bitch, I deal with the special ed Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturday, from 9 to motherfucking 5 at Empire Beauty School. I do not have time to entertain these motherfucking immature-ass backwood alley in the outhouse washing their ass, pissing outside kids on this motherfucking show at night. Okay?
So wait, Alexis, so what you're saying is you go to a school with special needs people?
Yes, some of the homes are special. They are special.
I hope not nobody listening from that school.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. What they go, who gonna check me, boo?
I'm telling y'all, that's that one from the party bus. I don't care what nobody
says. So wait. So that one that got put off the party bus, the one that Tiffany was saying was slow, is that's Econ Lover?
That sounds like God. Her.
Oh, okay. Thanks for reaching out.
Well.
So wasn't it another ball?
Water.
Are we missing a ball? Huh, Kelly? Was those the only two balls?
Yeah, that was the only two balls. Hold on, we got another caller. 765-377, you're live on the air. What you doing? I am not. Mess, Miss Thing. Yes.
It was also First Fridays in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, First Fridays. We forgot about First Fridays in Philadelphia with the $800 runway category. Did anybody know about that? Anybody know about that, honey? Alexis, that child is at you, Alexis. She going to get you, girl.
Where he at, girl?
She going to get you, Alexis, girl. She going to get you, girl. You read her mistake.
Let her come through.
Let a real butch queen come through.
Let a real butch queen come through.
Down Syndrome, you're back on the line.
Oh,
hello.
Yes.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Because y'all let me go in the house, and this like.
That nigga ain't got school tomorrow?
I bet you got on the helmet.
Yeah, maybe going to the house and it's like 107. So I don't feel like talking to little raggedy bitches no more.
Well, hang up, shit.
Take that big metal bowl off your head.
But like I said, all you are dumb bitches, especially Kelly. I don't even understand
what
that night.
Wait, see, I'm trying to be nice.
Take
him
off the line, please.
No, wait, hold on. I'm putting you back on hold because you calling me, everybody else is saying take you off the line, and you're sitting here and you're reading me. The rest of the co-hosts are saying take you off the
exactly.
line. And I'm trying to be nice to you and let you get your time to shine, Mr.
He had
everybody
his time
else is want, everybody
cool.
else wants you off the line. And you talk about especially Kelly. Why
well,
especially
he mad.
Me?
He mad
big
cause
ass
he put
mad
him on
baby.
Hold and his mama, he got to go in the house now. He said
man,
he
I'm gagging at you, honey. 218-2277, you're live on the air.
Oh, my gosh, I'm live. I had no idea that you'd take my call. Hi.
Hello.
I love your show, and I just want to say I think you're super cute and sexy, okay?
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you for reaching out.
This party bus system right here.
Thank you. Reaching out
in the water in Texas.
The next call is 513-460. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This 11.
What's going on, love? How you doing?
If you ever need anybody as a reference to say that your show is not educational, send them back to this. Have them listen to this, because I swear to you. Messing with the disability or the retarded, them motherfuckers are aggressive because he is not playing with you.
Baby, and he, when I tell you, baby, as soon as you hang up on him, honey, baby, you tell all the other girls to press one and take their hand down. Miss Thing press one and take her hand down and then press it again, and she right back in the bottom of the queue. She is not in tonight, honey. She said, one in, and I'm going to stay in, honey.
All right, put me back on hold.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we got another caller. The next caller that we have is 843-703. You're live on the air.
That's another Carolina
number. Yeah, this one is Revline. Again, like, I don't know if I call or listen to the show and shit. I done met Kelly a couple of times. I got good respect for her. She hangs out with a lot of my house brothers and shit. So as far as the girl is, or whoever she is, they're saying, like, that's just his econ's boyfriend playing on the phone. I'm, like I said, I don't get into that fast shit.
I
don't get on the phone playing shit like every day. I ain't got numbers. I respect everybody that's up there on this show. So, I mean, you know, I'm just,
brother,
I don't know.
But hold on, Chris. Did you hear what I said?
You said what now?
Did you hear the question that I asked?
No, somebody said, I bet that's that same one that called earlier.
Okay, well, you heard the wrong thing. I said, was Chris, is that the same person? Is that Econ's lover? That was the question that was asked.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard it in different reference. If I made a mistake, I apologize.
Oh, okay. Thanks for reaching out.
See, this is disability night. I'm telling you.
Oh. Hold on, the next caller is 312-215. You live on the air.
I'm a woman.
Oh, shit.
A while there.
Now, that's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Oh, and I want to make a reference to what J-Rock said earlier. I have been on the party bus numerous times in different cities across the country, Vegas, New York, Atlanta, and I enjoy myself. I only drink, and I enjoy the party bus because they have spirits, they're high-end liquor, cocktails are flowing. So big shout-out to Tempted to Touch and the party bus from Rodney Farmer Cocktail.
Okay, the next we have is 267-221. You're live on the air.
Alexa.
Yes.
Meet me in the back of the wrong way.
Who is this, baby?
Girl, you don't never want it.
Okay, listen, I'll be in Atlanta for Hollywood Opulent.
This is definitely disability night. These motherfuckers is mad their checks ran out.
Y'all gotta go to gig.
Yeah. Today is only the fucking, what is today's day? Let me look at my thing.
Today is the ninth.
They got their checks on the first and the third, Miss Thing. That was just last week, Miss Thing. How did they run out their fucking checks already?
They gone, girl.
Oh, no, Miss.
She's getting high.
Oh, no, Miss Thing. Hold on. 803-512.
Kelly, you're carrying.
we cannot do that to the girls, Mistake. We can just let her talk and then we can hang up on her again, Mistake. But you know,
I'm not being like that, but I mean, goddamn.
I don't want to hear her talking about Milan and Chastity.
Okay, now if you're going to come on and talk about something else, Ms. Thing, then Milan and Chastity, because we're not going to talk about them. We closed that chapter of the book last week. That was the last time we're going to talk about them. So now if you're going to come on South Carolina and talk about something else, then we can talk with you. Other than that, the girls want you back on hold. So now be nice and talk respectful, or you're going to have to put you back on hold, baby. You're live.
Oh, yo. I mean, it doesn't matter what I talk about because, you know, I called the Raiders to talk about something. But I don't understand why y'all don't want to talk about what y'all talked about, and you don't want to talk about what y'all talked about. I mean, I didn't break it up.
What is it that you
want to
talk about?
Hold on, nobody say nothing. I got somebody for her. Mother, you're live on the air.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Hello. Hey. Damn, are you supposed to talk to me?
What?
I don't want to talk to you.
Ain't nobody got time for all these Special Olympic homos.
Mother wants to know who knocked Persia Ebony upside the head. But to the corner from, to the corner from South Carolina, if you go back in the chat room, they said they're gonna put up a link. They're gonna put up a link for the Special Olympics for you.
Yeah, yeah. He don't need to do no talking. All he needs to do is whip his cock out.
You should have taken
a picture. Mother,
the letter R is being brought to you by the word retard.
Okay, Mother, what was your question, Mother?
Well, I wanted to know who the next person I have now upside the head.
Girl, that's how baby Kool-Aid.
Was I in the bathroom or what? What the hell y'all laughing? Shit, get on with it.
No, I don't think nobody knocked Persia. I think Persia was about to do the knocking.
No, Persia hit somebody in the head with a box.
Because I only had enough of this retarded talk. I'm getting a headache, shit. I want to know who knocked who, goddammit.
So what you say, guys?
Persia knocked with a bottle. She didn't get hit in the head. She hit.
Right.
Oh, shit. I must have been in the bathroom. Hell. Okay, put me back on. I got to go make me a drink.
Okay, Mother, we're going to put you back on hold. We got to... Oh, Miss Saint, no, girl. Stop, listen. I don't want to play with you no more. You can call in, but I will call in tomorrow night, and Jason and the tea party will play with you tomorrow night.
No, we will not.
I do not want to play.
No,
I do not want to play.
We will not.
But
we have
anymore.
Not been funded by Miss Army. He said PBS is going off the air, the London Tea Party, and the crew. We do not take care of the special needs.
773-778, you're live on the air.
How the hell you going to put her on the show tomorrow?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, well, y'all don't want to play with her tomorrow?
No, we don't want to play with that hoe tomorrow. Are you insane, girl?
I want y'all to play with her tomorrow. Y'all just got to for her.
That is confoolery, bitch. That is the Shaolin black belt art of confoolery, and we are not going to have it in such a way tomorrow
now,
night.
Y'all cannot ban that lady, Miss Thing. What?
You want to ban?
The Tea Party got a ban list going on, too.
Child, ain't nobody got time for that. You can hear me saying it now. This is your motherfucking house. This is one of the co-house. This is motherfucking...
Thank you. Ooh.
He want to talk with y'all tomorrow.
Kelly.
Y'all don't need to do that to that lady. Let that lady get her life, Miss Sag, okay?
She can get her life, as Tamar Braxton say, get her life, but it won't be with us.
Kelly.
Yes?
My controversial sister on the phone, because it sounds like she got a lot of tea.
Okay, well, get her on the line, honey.
She's listening. Girl, press one. Let's get this tea. Let's get it chrome. Let's see if you about that life.
Well, let's see if she's about that life. Press one. We definitely waiting to call in, honey. You said she's listening, honey. I can only see the first 95 callers, honey. I can't see after that, honey. So press
this
one.
This girl was questioning statuses and all kind of stuff.
Hold on. The red phone just went off. The girl, please ask the people what happened to Econ and Neiman Marcus Reading. And Malachi and Econ. Oh, I need to know. The girls want to know what happened with Econ Blahnik and Neiman Marcus and Scotta Reading, and also Econ Blahnik and Malachi Reading. Also, I did hear something happened with Malachi, but I didn't get the full gist of the story that what happened with Malachi and Econ. But if anybody got that tea, definitely feel free to definitely call in here and give us the eat on what happened. Girl, can you please stop pressing one, Miss Thing? They don't want to play with you no more. They said they're tired.
That's why I want my sister. They said Econ read, I won't read the beginning of the statement because it was a lot of other tea in that post.
Well, no, read it, bitch. You already know.
How about Chris? Nephew, Chris, if you're on the line, tap Econ and tell him to get on the phone. You already
have Hold on, Chris is on the phone. Chris, can we get Econ on the line? Hello, Chris?
Hold on, I think he's pressing one.
Okay.
Well, we're going to get... Econ, you're live on the air.
Hello, what's going on?
Hi, Econ.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Y'all
are coming up the street out there. How you y'all are going to time in Dallas right here?
Say again?
I said y'all was on a couple's retreat out in Dallas. I heard y'all had a lot going on this weekend.
We did. We had a great time. The retreat was actually wonderful this weekend. I'm glad we actually had a chance to go out there to do that. That was great. And the ball was great, too.
You and me, Mama, this is what happened with you and Malachi. Get to it.
Oh yeah, well no, that was a little classic, little old school read session. That was it was more than just that. It was myself, Malachi, Arnold Lewis in there, Selvin was there, Neiman Marcus Escada. We were just sitting around and just doing a little old school classic read, you know, Jay Blonick. You know.
Econ, it just came across my desk. It says, Econ read Malachi's legendary. I won't read the beginning because that's being messy.
So now you don't want to be messy?
whoever is typing or reading, whatever all that's coming from, let me just clear that up. And I Selvin, I'm sure, is on the line on standby as well. All that was us sitting around, like I said, having a classic old school read. We was having fun. That's what we do sometimes when we're around each other having fun. It was nothing. Nobody was trying to, you know, start a mess.
It
was just fun. It was totally off when all of us there were mature individuals to handle that. That's all it was.
All
the mature individuals who were going back feeding the people the reads. If all about just mature individuals and y'all were just having fun and all that, why did they put it out there on blast for Alexis to Snow to read it off to you momentarily?
Right. It wasn't about nobody trying to go after us, like nobody trying to attack nobody, nobody trying
to
fight
nobody. Apparently somebody felt some type of way because they repeated the story.
So everybody's not mature.
Alexis, what's the story, Alexis? Give it to us. Make it snow.
There was like, while Camaro is going on vacation, Econ has decided to step up as the controversial one. Econ read Malachi's legendary status, and Malachi replied, "Who the fuck are you?"
Wait, hold on. Camaro's
not
on vacation.
No.
Camaro today.
Let me
go.
I'm not talking to him today. I don't know about no vacation.
Harold, I'm just reading what came across the screen.
Hold on. Beverly is back on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, just like Econ said, you know, it wasn't a panel. It wasn't like we was at a ball and we were just all sitting up as a group, just, you know, having a wonderful time. And like I said, sister, as long as you're my sister for life, you know I'm not going to sit there and let no one read you. I already had the discussion with you. I already told you what it was. Everybody was just voicing opinions, and that's all it was.
They're not talking about the person that said that I was the inspiration in the ballroom scene and Jay had his opinions about me. They're not talking about that right now. They're talking about Malachi and Econ right now.
Everything was a key. To be honest with you, it wasn't really just Malachi and Econ. It was Econ and Jay Blonick, and it was me and who was that? Me and Jay, or the me and Neiman, or Arnold. It was just a whole bunch of us just going at it. That's all it was, but it was all in fun and laughter. And then certain girls was getting picked by Shannon. Garcon was like bringing people's house and makeup. We was reading them. It was just a bunch of fun. What old school girls and some new girls do. So it wasn't no big scandal, child. I can't wait for part two, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Now that we opened up the wound at the board with Econ and Neiman Marcus battling.
What did they battle?
They battled in Dallas.
Categories.
Runway.
Oh.
If you don't leave that fucking wee wee wipe pad alone and sit your fucking little ass down.
Oh, no.
That's like how if me and Howard went at it, we'd battle, you know, Kiki and read each other for fun and battle old way.
That's all it was. It wasn't like what everybody expected it to be.
I can definitely take your opinion on that. But other girls is given that it wasn't took that way, but that it was taken in very malice about what the girls were saying about people.
Kelly, wait. That whoever the fuck is by the computer, please mute him.
It's by the computer.
Kelly, you got an echo.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Ooh,
okay,
thank
you. Kool-Aid, you was by a computer or something. We had to mute you. Cause you was giving us feedback. We know you love Miss Janet, but you was giving us a lot of feedback. Okay.
Hello, Kelly, am I still there?
Yes, you are.
Hey, I also want to say, like, again, and just like I echo everything that Sylvan just said, but you know, I don't know, like, who took it from what and who got, like, feelings got really salty behind it, but me and Neiman definitely hugged and talked and everything, you know, carried on even on the next day, and I even saw Malachi in the airport, you know, the next day we were leaving, and we both waved and spoke to each other in the airport, so, you know, it definitely wasn't that it was no, like, a rivalry or no problem,
probably
nothing like that at all.
It's probably
it was
some jealous queen, Econ, who was mad because she couldn't attend the retreat or whatever. You know how jealous girls are. I was just, you know.
Oh, okay.
Girls can't take you, that's all.
No, that's it. It had to be about somebody who was actually at the retreat, not nobody who couldn't make it.
Oh, well, however.
Well, baby. Honey. Well, bitch, I wish yes, somebody was saying something.
Kelly, somebody just hit my inbox and asked, is Harold still on the phone?
Yes, Harold is.
Pearl, somebody just hit the inbox and said, are you looking for a new show to be a part of since the A-list went bankrupt?
No. Ownership of the A-list has been transferred, so the A-list did not go bankrupt. So that is not true. But if I wanted to be on this show, I could be on this show. If I wanted to, I could be on the Cole show. I could be on whatever show. I could be on Oprah's show. So. But right about now, we'll just see what the future holds.
Okay.
Damn.
Harold, you knew it was gonna come, Harold. You knew it was gonna come.
I know.
Yeah.
Eventually, everything must come to an end. And hold on. I promise my brother that I would not, but I just have to because you know. As everything comes to end and everything rests, honey, I have to definitely just play this song for the A-list. Hold on.
Oh, my.
David Lee, the pastor.
I'm so sorry, back. Kelly Mizrahi, back in the closet.
You killed some people.
Kelly Mizrahi, back in the closet. No, we're not going to do that. No, but, you know, it's all in fun. I enjoy having fun. Mistake, if you mistake, is really adamant about getting on this motherfucking line, Mistake. She is not having it, honey.
somebody to hate the show for once for 2 hours.
Miss, because she ain't got nothing else better to do. Miss Thang, the City Gym Boys' new calendar is fire, Miss Thang. Oh, work, City Gym Boys. I know, that's right. Let me put this picture up, honey. Let me put this picture up in the official ballroom group, honey, of the City Gym Boys. They is doing their thing. I know, that's right, honey. Did anybody see T.I. and the Family Hustle today, Miss Thang? Y'all need to go. Y'all need to go watch. Y'all need to go watch that show, honey. It was cute. It was cute today, honey. T.I., all his cock was all over the place, honey, and shit.
Tiffany.
Tiffany is gone. Okay, so what happened in Philly? Who won the $800? Did they give up the $800 for the runway?
I heard they did give it out. Marcus was there. I don't know if you want to call in and give it.
Marcus, press one, Marcus. I need to find out what happened in Philly, Marcus. Oh, yes, I need to find out. They had the $800. They had the tables and everything. Work out, Vernian. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey.
What's T?
Nothing. What y'all want to know about Philly?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. Marcus be waiting on the side like Secret Service.
Harold.
Yeah. Marcus.
Harold. Save me that mac and cheese.
Give her a treat.
Philly was. It was what it was. It was definitely a Philly crowd this time. I guess there was so many other things going on. Y'all asked about the $800. Two Philly teams walked. The first team was Don Juan LaCroix was the captain. They were chopped. The judge said they didn't really. He didn't think it was a production. He said he didn't like the production. The second team was what's the young man that won $1,000 from the House of Existence?
Oh yeah, Work Existence.
So his team walked. You had to have four people from four different houses. So it was him, a LaCroix female figure, Tyreek Garcon, and I don't remember who the last person was. But they won the $800. It was pretty quiet.
It was pretty quiet when they got their tens, or just quiet at the ball, period?
No, it was a pretty quiet night. You know, the night just went kind of, you know, as is. You know, it was still hot. You know, it was still definitely hot. It was just hot, literally.
I know that's right, honey. Oh, somebody hit me up and they want to know what club is going to be popping in Dallas for Teflon Ball.
Houston.
That's Houston.
Well,
isn't
Houston.
It the 2020 club?
The 2020 club.
Now, don't quote me on that. I think that's the name of it. LaMail, call back in.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Uh-oh.
What? Hello? Okay, I guess not. 215-869, you're live on the air.
Yes, when I'm feeling like crap, don't touch me.
Is that Maya?
And I thank you.
Oh, Miss Thang.
My son, she got a head cold.
I thought we was gonna have to play your intro and play Precious Lord for you. Honey, we haven't seen you since, honey, since the moon came up, honey.
Yeah, you know I was interning at the White House. And Michelle tried to attack me because Barack put his hand at my skirt.
Well, hold on, Maya. Hold on. 516-385, you're live on the air. 516-385, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. We're not playing with you, South Carolina. You can stop pressing one. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. South Carolina has hung up, and she's pressed one again, Miss Sang.
No, you just said South Carolina, then you said private caller. So he said, oh, that's how I get on.
Maybe she's still on from her number, Miss Sang. She's a bold bitch, Miss Sang, because you know me, bitch, honey. Baby, when Tom used to be on it, he wouldn't take my call, bitch. I would call him from another number, bitch. Like, bitch, oh, you don't want to take my call, bitch? And then I'll be writing Q back to back. So every time they hang up, bitch, I get my piece in that I got to get in, bitch. Like, oh, you hung up? Bitch, I'm back. Honey. Miss Sang, nobody wants to play with you, girl. So overall, Philly was definitely cute. Big shout out to the House of Existence. I really love that.
He didn't say that, Kelly. He didn't say that.
No, I'm talking about the team. I'm talking about the team. I'm talking about the team. But big shout out
We thought there was a Breakfast Club under the bus.
Big shout out to the House of Existence. I love them. I just love everything that they do and everything. They definitely be on point with their shit.
Big
shout out to the House of Existence, Kelly. Oh, well, I know he was the one that put the team together and everything, honey.
Well, Kelly can't. You know what? I'm not going to hold it. The team was everything. The production was a chop. And my personal opinion is the first team was chopped. The second team should have been chopped because they were more like, I think everybody now assumes the production is like what people do when they, like when they have the Rumble team introductions, they just introduce the members of the team and they come out and that's it. But like, you know, Avernia wanted a production and neither one of them were production. They didn't have a storyline or anything. And, you know, honestly, the first team was even a little more dressed alike and kind of did a routine. It was more like Runway as a House, too. They kind of implemented that in. You know, it was kind of funny to see them get chopped. You know, I thought it would have been a battle, but, you know. Shout out to Dawan. Congratulations to the winners, because you guys definitely had a more exciting team. You definitely had the group that the crowd wanted to see. Because, I mean, they went up like, you know, Sanaya. Everybody was in the building when these girls, when the female figure LaCroix was walking. They went up. Chloe is her name. Chloe LaCroix.
Oh, I know, that's right. 718-763, you're live on the air.
Back here.
Huh? 718, okay, they're going. Miss Sang, if you don't like me so much, Miss Sang, and you hate me, why you keep pressing one so much, girl?
I just can't.
Hello?
Hello?
Why do you keep pressing one so much, Miss Sang? Your hand's not tired, Miss Sang?
What the fuck you mean, bitch? I never said I didn't like you. I said I didn't like what you was doing.
But why do you keep calling any if you don't like what I'm doing?
Bitch, you have a radio show. I called to promote your show.
So you can promote
you from
my
South
show?
Carolina?
On
South Carolina? No, what part of South Carolina are you from?
Buford? I'm from Columbia, but it doesn't matter, but I'm
I'm from Orangeburg originally. I used to live in Columbia.
So it doesn't matter. I'm from New Jersey. Wow, you could get that shit right, because I don't mind beating your ass.
Oh, okay. Well, where you live at in Columbia?
I live in Hopkins.
You live in where?
A hospital. I live in Hopkins. If you don't know where that's at,
oh,
then
you live in
Hopkins, so if you don't know where that's at,
at Hopkins. Oh, so you live in like the Lower Richland area? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So who are you? So why are you trying to tell me?
I'm not trying to tell you nothing. I'm just telling you I know Columbia.
But why do you want to? Why do you want to keep continuing to call in here?
Kelly, so what do you mean?
Because you call in here, you don't like us, and you don't like what we talk about and everything. But you continue.
I never said
you,
I don't like y'all.
You don't like what we talk about. You don't like what you
don't
like what we talk about. But
like
you have pressed one in the last.
Shut up, Kelly. I mean, why are you talking? I'm calling to promote your show. Like, that's you and Milan said.
Okay, I'm going to be Kelly's boyfriend.
Oh, no,
Can I ask you something? I want to be honest. I want to be honest, and I'm being real with you. Why do you call in here and humiliate yourself like this? And nobody's not laughing with you. They're laughing at you. Why are you going to do that to yourself?
Oh, because I don't care what y'all think about me, but I'm calling to say what I think about y'all.
You don't even know us like that to even have an opinion about us.
I've seen videos. I mean, that's all I need to
but
see.
But that's not our real life.
That's not our real life.
My sister, listen, baby. That's not my. This is not our real life. Listen, my sister goes to school every day, Monday through Friday. My brother Rodney gets up and he goes to work Monday through Sunday. Marcus gets up and goes to work. Jason gets up and go to work. Marcus gets up and go to work. Garnis gets up and go to work. Everybody gets up here and go to work. What you see on videos and what you see at balls, baby, it's only a stage performance. You don't know our real life. All of this is just performance here. So why you have
so much
of vendetta against us?
So if you don't promote your real life, don't post videos on YouTube saying that's who you are. If you making the statement, then that's who you are. If you promote videos on YouTube saying that's who you are as Kelly Mizrahi, bitch, I seen you in videos. Bitch, I sent you a friend request. Bitch, you not the first person I did this to, and you won't be the last.
Okay, Kelly, I get it now. I know what the problem is.
You have not accepted his friend request.
I think that's a lie.
I accept
everybody friends request. I accept everybody friends request. He must be somebody that hit me up on Facebook and started talking nasty, and I deleted him. Because as soon as you start talking to me nasty and talking to me disrespectful, I delete you off of Facebook.
So that doesn't matter.
Okay, we're gonna place you back on hold, and we're gonna have a chat about you. Okay?
Can't get right. Go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Can't get right.
Kelly, you know this reminds me of Eminem's Stand.
Baby, I'm just gagging at her, Miss Thing, that she has so much hostility, and she could sit here all night long, Miss Thing, and continue to press one back to back like that. Like, and
well,
nobody.
I just want to know, can he pick me up a hot dog from Russ's, and it's a lemonade?
She probably just like one of the other girls, Miss Thing. She probably don't really even live in South Carolina. She probably just Googling shit, Miss Thing, honey.
I promise you, he wouldn't have said Hopkins, honey. He's definitely from South Carolina. He's definitely from Hopkins. No one would say that, Kelly. That's like you saying, you know, like, if I was to pretend I'm from New York, you say where I'm from, I'd be like, child, I'm from, you know, the Bronx or something. And you like, what area? Bitch, he named a subdivision in Columbia. He definitely lives in Columbia.
Okay, we have another caller. 215-869, you're live on the air.
Precious love, hold my mule while I shout, Missionary Baptist Church. Yes, Lord. Hold my mule while I shout, Missionary Baptist Church.
No, that was Maya. Hold on. Sorry, Maya. I have put you back on hold, honey. Hold on. 504-331, you're live on the air.
Yes, Nola.
Lord Jesus. How y'all doing? Kelly, I live for you. I love you so much. I be coming on all your pictures on Facebook. But please stop answering the phone from motherfucking George. He done resurrected off that fucking hot bucket from Ray Charles. You know he died so long ago. But let George die. He keep on calling back and calling back. He been swallowing too much of that hot fucking water. He done resurrected, and he's coming for y'all ass. He coming.
Baby.
I'm so sick of George.
I don't know why he keep pressing one. Baby, he was just after your number, honey. He pressed one again. It took his name down to the bottom of the list. He keeps pressing one, Mistake. He just took his name off the list just now, Mistake. She just pressed one just now again, Mistake. Like, girl, I think anybody that come and say something about her mistake, she's going to press one so she can get back up on the line. I don't understand what is her problem, Mistake. We don't want to play with her.
I,
Miss Thang, I think you know what it is. Nobody needs to mention her or nothing, Miss Thang. That bitch is like Candyman. You say her name three times, Miss Thang, and she appears.
We don't even know her name. Who is she?
Miss Thang, but her number, Miss Thang. We say her number three. We say her number, Miss Thang, or call her retard, Miss Thang. She appears.
I went to ask y'all, like, how to get in this scene, because I'm a girl, and in New Orleans, we don't have no damn scene like it's like. Like, the best thing we have is Amaya, and she's not originally from here, so she's never really here, and we don't really, like, have, like, real...
No, Amaya is originally from New Orleans.
No, I thought she was born upstate and she moved to New Orleans.
No, she's from New Orleans. She moved from New Orleans and moved to Atlanta, and then she moved back to New Orleans.
Okay.
She's originally from there.
Hold on, what does she mean
by
upstate?
Sorry,
do you mean upstate Louisiana?
No, I thought she was from New York and she moved here.
No,
that lady is
born and raised in New Orleans, and she moved from there when Katrina came, and she migrated to Atlanta, and then she came back.
That's like Hypnotic and Lil Tony and all of them from out that way, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of ballroom people from New Orleans, and they migrate to other states. But they need to definitely have a ball in New Orleans, honey. I'm trying to get to New Orleans real soon.
They have balls in New Orleans. Our venues are so nice down here. Like, to be honest, I mean, we have nice areas for balls to be given.
Huh?
Down here, and then
yes.
You going to New Orleans.
Why?
We'll go to Texas. We'll go to Dallas. We'll go to Houston. We'll go to Mississippi.
I want to go.
You had bad experiences in New Orleans.
Like y'all say, y'all won't be more open minded and y'all won't come down to the
south.
Carla, it has nothing to do with you.
Ma'am, do you know the name of your DA in New Orleans?
Not Marlon Gusman. No, it is. No, it's
have you
not
heard
Marlon
good?
Gusman.
No, that's the sheriff.
Yeah,
what about have you heard any good things about the DA in New Orleans? Yeah, he prosecutes 90-some percent of the state.
Well, you see, that person right there. He don't like New Orleans because he visited y'all place that gives you three cots to the meal. So he don't like New Orleans.
No, they don't give you three cots to the meal.
He came to New Orleans to play with all the big trade they got in New Orleans, because I heard the boys got big cocks in New Orleans. But then he wound up making a 3-day pit stop, you know, over in county. So that's why he's, you know, has a problem with New Orleans.
Jerry B's on Bourbon Street.
It's called the parish, Kelly. They don't have the county. It's a parish.
Oh, well, he made a trip to the parish.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he made a trip to the parish. That's why he
don't
want to come to New Orleans.
I don't see why you ain't have fun. They're
saying
a
pit
stop on you and shit. They
begin
2 days in jail and be ready to hump. So I don't know why you don't have fun.
There are 49 states in America, in the United States of America. I have forgotten Louisiana.
Yes.
Kelly, would you ever take low for me? Kelly,
huh?
Would you ever shake low for me in a video, like shake low, like a pounce for me?
You know how the New Orleans girls, they dance in the videos?
Yeah, I want you to do it, Kelly, because I love
you. Alexis is gonna send me the link, honey. And the next time I think I'm gonna be on video will be at Gagawin. And after I win my coin, I'm gonna do the bounce for you.
All right.
They know I'm the youngest one be in the room, be reading everybody in the official ballroom. I'm the adult school with Shamika. I be reading everybody on there because them bitches drive me in their room, but whatever. Miss Christina DeLucci, the little old tranny they had. Oh, Jesus. Have y'all seen that drunken thing yet? The meth queen.
Oh, baby. Well, pin a post up. Say hi to me right now in the room so I can see who you are, honey, and send me that video. I'm going to do that for you.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. I love y'all. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Kelly. All
right.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the book, My Spirit, I went to the open house for Alan Meekly, and they told me I wasn't a Meekly, but I was for sure an Alan.
Oh,
and I think they were trying it because my city, you know. So they asked me, what could I bring to the house? So then I gave them a little this and a little that. And then Salvin jumped up, and he said, and when I'm feeling like hurt, don't touch me. But I gave him a hug, and I thank you.
They said, you know, you're going to make my sister call in here. 267-307, you're live on the air. 267-307, you're live on the air. Okay. Miss Saint is really pressing one. I'm really gagging at her, Miss Saint. This bitch sat here the whole show, Miss Saint. She read down in the chat room, Miss Saint. And I told her to call in, Miss Saint, because I didn't think she was going to really call in, Miss Saint. Okay. And Miss Saint got out the chat room and called the fuck in, Miss Saint. I'm really gagging at her, Miss Saint. I'm really gagging.
Put her on, Kelly. Put her on.
No.
We got 8 minutes. We got 8 minutes left to the show, Miss Thing. We're gonna pin her on in 4 minutes. We're gonna pin her on, Maya, and you can play with her. You can play with her for the last 5 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do, okay? We're gonna sit here and we're gonna say our good nights in about another 2 minutes, Miss Thing, and then Maya, I'm gonna let you play with her for the last 5 minutes of the show. Okay, Maya?
Yeah, and I thank you, yeah.
Yeah, you can play with her because I don't want to play with her no more. Ain't nobody got time for that, Miss Saint girl, okay? She going to call in tomorrow. Make sure you call in tomorrow and make sure you ask for Jason or Tiffany or J-Rock when you call in tomorrow. But the main person you must ask for tomorrow is definitely Jason when you call in tomorrow. Jason will definitely sit and give you a good conversation. So you make sure you ask for Jason. And if Jason is busy with the switchboard, you say you want to speak to the fab cunt Tiffany, and she will give you exactly what you need tomorrow. You make sure. Those are the 2 days. So you write those down in your books right now, Jason and Tiffany, okay? Those who you ask for, baby, they're going to give you a whirlwind show tomorrow.
Little boy, you call in tomorrow and you asking me, you're going to hate your mother when I give three with you, okay? So you better leave my name out your mouth.
Mother Kelly.
Yes?
Well, you know, it's like if they were to throw a ball in New Orleans, you have to, you know, pack your bag for the essential tools you need to survive. So,
baby, I definitely want to go to a ball in New Orleans. I was just talking to Alexis the other day about going to New Orleans.
What do you think would be safe for the girls to take with them, you know, to be safe? Maybe the girls
New
Orleans girls beat up the girls if you're cute.
They beat up the girls.
But listen, if everybody get a life
I want to let all you girls know, Miss Saint. All you girls that go from state to state, Miss Saint, girl, I want to let
they
all of y'all know, Miss Saint. Okay? All you girls that travel from state to state, Miss Saint, if you got a bag that you checking under the plane, Miss Saint, you can put your mace and you can put your taser in your bag underneath the plane, Miss Saint, and you get it wherever you need to go, Miss Saint. Okay? Baby, because, bitch, I'm not going no place, bitch, and the girls going to attack me because I'm cute, Miss Thing, now. Like, what the fuck?
Kelly, are you going to take your life alert to New Orleans?
Yes. We're going to have to go into this other hour because, you know, we got this other hour still here. I was going to stop in 5 minutes. But,
yeah.
Marcus, you said they attack the girls because you're cute.
Can we get the New Orleans girl back on the line? She could tell you about it. I went to the club one time and I just saw her jump on the femme queen. They said she was too pretty.
Can we get Amaya on the phone, the queen of New Orleans?
Oh wait, hold on. Here she go right here. Hey, she, go ahead.
Hey, you talking about like the girls fighting and stuff? Yeah, we do have a lot of jealous like queens and stuff. We do because they fight the real girls. They try to fight us.
Like, they think they can beat real women. So, I'm sorry, film queens have no chance down here because they will beat the shit out of you, like the living shit out of you.
Oh, like, well, no. Wait, hold on, baby. I was definitely on your side. We're definitely trying to get ballroom to come down there. But
well,
whatever state is near New Orleans.
You have to be careful. It can happen. I'm not saying that.
No.
Kelly, you don't do nothing, girl. They just attack you because you was
Kelly,
I love you. And because I call you, you like my mother in my head. Like, Wendy have a friend in her head. You my mother in my head. So I'm not going to let you do that because they're going to take your Malaysian and run. They're going to take
Kelly,
it. They're going to take your 30-inch Malaysian and wear it. They're going to take it off your head and wear it.
Yes.
See, first of all, if we go to New Orleans, we would have to go to a non-gay activity. Now, I have been to New Orleans several times, and I have never had any problems. I frequent Bourbon Street all the time, Mardi Gras.
Right, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to New Orleans, Miss Thing. I don't want no bitch to be trying to snatch my hair, Miss Thing.
I'm telling you, girl, we could go for Mardi Gras. We could go right after Mardi Gras.
Oh, well, yeah, we
could
go when there's a whole bunch of straight people, Miss Thing, and there ain't no gay girls around, Miss Thing. Because, you know, I can't fit label clothes, Miss Thing. And I don't be walking down the street and a bitch snatch my label purse off my wrist, Miss Thing, girl, and all types of shit.
I'm just saying, when they fight, even when they fight real girls, like, it's like some gay men who do fight real girls can't able to take your weave. Like, if you know how you pull your weave out, like, they take a Brazilian Malaysian, and they're going to rock that shit, make it a personality piece.
Okay, like, well, you know what? I definitely do want to come to New Orleans, but I definitely going to have to get me some Milky Wave here for that weekend.
No, man. Well, she doesn't know
me. I'm going to be a Milky Wave set that weekend, Miss Thing. Nobody going to snatch my Remy out of my head, Miss Thing. Girl, you know my sister Portia makes some good wigs.
Y'all gonna have to let me show y'all around. Y'all gonna have to.
Miss Thing, my sister Portia makes some good wigs. Miss Thing, I'd be damned if a bitch snatched my motherfucking Remy in Malaysia or my motherfucking head run down the street with my wig. Miss Thing,
it depends on what type of crowd it is. Cause like that's what for Mardi Gras, I'm like everybody nice. You know.
Yeah, well,
so
I gotta come down.
Listen, Kelly. We could go down there on Bourbon Street. We go to the club called Chris Owens. That sit right on the corner, a little holding wall club where all the trade be at. Bitch, when I tell you, it be jumping in there.
A good weekend for y'all to go that would be real black. You know,
Kelly.
Like a weekend that's going to be, will be a hot, it would
be
Thanksgiving weekend, classic weekend.
Yeah. Everybody, wait, hold on, y'all. Everybody that's in the chat room, if you want to still be a part of this conversation, I think we're going to be on for about another half an hour. If you want to still be a part of this conversation, you must pick up the phone line and call in now. If you're not on Skype, the chat room will be closing down in 2 minutes.
I put the video up there. What I want you to do, Kelly, it's in a ballroom room. I put it up there and I want your name.
Yeah, I see it. I'm going to look at it. As soon as the show is over. I'm going to see if I can get down and give you that. I'm going to see, honey. I'm going to see if
all
I can do that, honey.
But
Essence is real nice. Essence is a real nice
Essence.
I like Essence.
Oh, yeah, they just had the Essence Festival down there, right? Because I just seen that last week on R&B Divas.
That's 4th of July weekend.
It's an older crowd, and he have more manners.
Yeah, well, I need to come down when it's an older crowd and it's not no gay event down there. But
yeah,
I'm not going to no gay events. But what I could tell you is, whatever state is closer to your state, baby, that's the state that you need to go to and have balls, because I'm not coming down here to do nothing gay.
Get caught at Fusions or Vibe by CBBs. That's a clique of gay dudes, and they beat you up with bats and shit. They CBBs can't be beat, or they will be
gay. But let me tell you something. They haven't met the house at EBO. Okay, thank you.
But I don't want, I'm not going
to
go to
go
EB. I'm gagging at gate. I'm gagging that gay people. Well, I'm not really.
Yeah, they have gay gangs down here. Yeah, they beat up girls too.
Let me tell you something. I would be out there tearing it. God rest her soul, but I would give me a clean of gospel and give me a finger wave for the weekend, and I thank you.
I'm really gagging at this go on that they got gay gangs out there and they beat up other gay people, Miss Sam.
I would have a bunch of finger waves in my hair. They would be pulling for days. It'll be nothing but
and then they get mad and start fighting each other, like when they trade off on each other, like, you know, if they go against somebody for another person, they fight each other.
Baby, I'm gonna get the New Orleans and tell the kids it could be never.
Kelly, is Harold still on the line?
No,
Harold
dropped off.
Well, Rodney, would you like to respond to this?
I got to tell the kids in New Orleans, fuck New Orleans.
Hold on, Maya. Marcus?
Congratulations to the House of La Perla on winning the most with the people in the know at Watch the Throne Ball. I guess that was the house of the most people tested.
Yes.
It's a House of La Perla in D.C.? It's a chapter of La Perla?
They don't have to be from D.C. They could be from wherever, but it just happened to... it's one person that lives in D.C., so he probably got his own.
And he recruited a lot of people to get tested.
Yeah, correct.
Well, congratulations, La Perla.
Yeah, they did win. I did know that.
And y'all went back and said we do have some big cops down here, but make sure y'all have some big condoms, because a lot of these bitches are cootie queens, baby. Cool, they have cooties, Kelly. They have cooties down here. They do.
Wow. But y'all got a lot going on down there, Miss Saint. They still in the room.
Everybody asked me if there was a bottle.
But I just had one question. What do the lesbians look like? Do the bitches look good? What do the lesbians look like?
Oh, well, I don't want none of that when I go out of state.
A lot of our lesbians are pretty. Like, a lot of our lesbians down here aren't butch. They're not thugs. They were
not that petty. I need me a redneck.
So we don't really have that many AGs. Like, a lot of our AGs are white, actually.
Yeah, y'all done eating that crawfish.
I'm going to fuck you up, Maya, honey, crawfish, honey.
With the crawfish.
But you know, I'm not even
down
here. We love her.
I guess it's because she's from down there. That's why they don't fuck
with
her.
She's from down there. They don't mess with the girls from down there.
Right.
Well, I'll have
no problem.
From
the 7th Ward, you'll be okay.
But let me tell you something.
It'll
be the whole ballroom scene against New Orleans.
I'm around the most at, and I ain't on no damn bridge. So say to me,
I'm going with my sister Alexis, Miss Thing. And if anything come my way, Miss Thing, bitch, I'm gonna bend back on my motherfucking heels, bitch, and I'm gonna crack them down into motherfucking sneakers, bitch.
You probably not
going
to have a problem with nobody.
Yeah.
That's like going
Are
anywhere.
You
going to
take your life
alert?
Am I
going to
take what?
Like
your life
alert. No. It don't work out there.
Shady.
It don't work out there, honey.
You can walk around New Orleans with your cocktail, though. That's one good thing about there.
You can walk down the street with your drink in your hand, Rodney.
Right.
Well, you can.
You're not operating a car. You good.
See, that's a good thing and a bad thing, because, see, the kids would be walking around getting drunk, feeling it. And it would be an aftermath out this world.
So basically what they're saying, if I wanted to go to a gay club in New Orleans, Miss Thing, I got to go out with no makeup and stuff on, Miss Thing, and look
that's
rough
not true.
And ragged.
I've never been to no club in New Orleans.
So I got
to
come
rugged. Club by yourself, girl,
Kelly, if you're going to Fusion, baby, you might want to become prepared. That's always prepared.
But that's in the hood, though. Fusion's in the hood. That's not even the first part. Fusion's is in the hood, baby.
If I see something that's ugly, I need to act like Kelly Hunter and leave Kelly Mizrahi in the hotel. Because if I run my mouth, somebody might run up in my mouth.
Kelly,
only
I'm
at the club.
Club.
I heard they do that at the club. I don't think they just walk up there and, you know.
No.
I'm not
they're very hospitable there. They feed you well, you know, all that kind of stuff. You eat down.
And to be honest, sometimes you get the best hospitality in New Orleans. Like, it just depends on who you come across.
Right. They just don't want you to leave. They just want you to stay for an extra few days.
Right.
That's all. They don't want you to leave.
Okay. Well, we about to get out of here. Oh, here she back. Oh, go ahead, Amaya. I'm gonna let you play with your girlfriend, and we about to get up out of here. So everybody, one by one, everybody gonna say goodnight, and then we gonna let Maya play with her girlfriend for about 5 minutes, and then I'm done with the show. So everybody, say goodnight one by one.
Good night, everybody. It's Rodney. Have a good night. Yeah, girlfriend.
No, wait, Maya. Let everybody say goodnight first, and then I'm gonna let you play with her. Marcus.
All right, y'all.
Alexis.
whatever alleyway, whatever passageway you go in.
Jason,
there ain't never been nobody that said my ass was too much.
I am the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you go into, please make sure you practice safe sex. Everybody definitely hit Rodney and the Valentinos and Jasmine up for tables, because tables are definitely on sale and tables are definitely going fast. We'll be back here tomorrow night with London and the Tea Party cast with the Tea Party show, and we'll be back here on Wednesday night with the legendary icon, CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, for the State of Emergency. Maya, take it away. Your girlfriend is live with you, Maya.
Kelly, where are you?
Hey, what are you wearing Kelly for? What are you doing down there? You eating chitlins and shit. What's going on?
Oh, so what's Kelly wearing?
Kelly had to make a quick run.
Oh, so who are you, her own girlfriend?
This is Maya Angelou. Respect my authority.
I don't care. Y'all bitches boring me.
So what did you eat today? Did you eat pig feet?
Y'all bitches
and
seem desperate. No, y'all bitches seem desperate. It's just so
what's
boring.
What's your name?
Me.
What is your
it's
name?
Like you're desperate for attention.
That's, I mean, really, that's
what is your name,
y'all
young man?
Boring. Y'all
young
bitches
man.
Are boring. Y'all cannot coexist with R. Kelly. I mean, y'all bitches are like Macy's, but
why don't you take a program and shove it up your ass?
Yeah, y'all can't do it. Oh, shit, y'all bitches desperate. I can't do it because I'm not Kelly. And yeah, I don't want to instruct this room, so y'all could do what y'all want to do. I mean, y'all can talk about what y'all want to talk about. I mean, y'all bitches thirsty. I mean, basically, this is what all y'all do, and I don't need a co-signer to laugh or talk or do something for me. I mean, I basically do everything by my motherfuckers up. I never need a bitch to do shit for me. And you could tell Kelly, you could tell Jason, Rodney, all y'all bitches that co-sign. All y'all bitches that come down, y'all can do that shit for y'all fucking self. I never need nobody never do shit for me.
What is your name, though,
shit.
Boy? What is your name? Because now you bothering me. What is your name?
Why
is my name in your mouth? What do you want?
Are you Rodney or are you
No,
Danny?
I'm Jason.
Are you Jason? Who are you? I mean, are you...
That's
let
the question
you
I had. Who, I mean, who's
the name
part of worked, but apparently it didn't work for you.
I mean,
so
I don't
need
mean,
you
I,
to take
I
that white
need,
helmet
I
off your head, take
else.
Off them cowboy boots, take off
I
them
mean,
cowboy
boots,
put your pants on,
what you're
and get in
me.
The bed, okay?
Because apparently
the man
to
read your bed out of
I asked you a question.
Apparently you need someone to read your bed
out of
I'm sorry, I don't know who your mother is, and God
when
knows where your father
you
went, but I'm not looking for no children.
My mother is back there playing with the pig.
He sounds like he didn't fuck the pig.
Yeah.
She sounds horrible. Nobody wants to play with you, baby. Nobody wants to play with you.
I don't need your boyfriend to co-sign or ask me questions about what I'm asking you. So that's what I was talking about. So I don't understand what you're trying to ask me. I mean, what I asked you, I said, who are you talking to?
I don't even understand what you're saying.
I didn't just start it when I was talking to you. You could kiss my motherfucking ass for that shit. Bitch, you need Kelly to back your fucking ass back up because you ain't.
You're not gonna get no sleep tonight.
Like I said, I asked you.
Hello.
What the fuck can I do? Lock me off.
She's not going to get no sleep tonight.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Since you like calling us, since you like calling us, Kelly, give me his phone number. And when the show ends, we're going to call him.
Oh, baby. She's not going to get no sleep tonight.
I'll do that for my Kelly.
She ain't going to get no sleep tonight, Miss A. She's going to get a new number after tonight.
The fuck
did you say?
She don't like the motherfucking show so much. Why the fuck you keep calling in? Shut the fuck up,
faggot. Kelly, oh my gosh. What do you need?
Hello, Kelly. Oh my God, so Kelly, everybody that's gonna call your radio station is gonna get a new picture posted up on your little website.
I don't know.
Kelly, you so Kelly, are you there? Because you know, I really want to talk to you.
I'm here,
like
baby.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Bitch, that was last week. Can I come see you today?
I'm here, baby.
Bitch, I'm not Milana Chastity, so you shouldn't be talking to me like that.
Y'all know who this is.
Hold on.
Y'all know who this is, Miss Thang? This that child from last week that called it to the show, Miss Thang. What's her name? Somebody sent me her link last week. That's who
I'm
this child is.
Trayvon Bryant or
money,
something like
bitch.
That.
Yeah, that's who that is.
Bitch, you can't compare to me. Let's get that shit straight. Bitch, I have
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
I'm satisfied. Bitch, you the one who was sniffing coke.
You feel like you high right now.
Bitch, you the one who was sniffing coke.
How many bags did you have, Nick?
Please don't put it on
the blizzard is done pouring from your nose, you're pouring star.
You're not gonna get no sleep.
What's the number? I want the number.
She ain't gonna get no sleep tonight, honey. Okay.
What the fuck
honey.
Do I do?
You ain't gonna get no sleep.
It doesn't matter.
Maya, inbox.
You better get off that motherfucking shelter phone.
Maya, so
check your inbox.
Yeah.
Trayvon Bryant, answer your phone. Why are you not answering your phone, Trayvon Bryant?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I have a Facebook, and if you have anything to say, you can write it on my Facebook thing.
When
and
that brand
you
have to call y'all.
I'm about to put this all over that thing.
If you want to leave a
message,
make sure y'all for $200 a month in South Carolina. If my phone displays your number, it will. I don't have a cheap phone like none of you bitches.
We know you got
Verizon.
You got Verizon.
I have an iPhone 5. So when you call me,
when I display
your number and when I display your voicemail at the same time, bitch, you gotta know who the fuck you talking to. And mind you, at Gaggle Week, I'm gonna gag your ass. You think I'm playing, Kelly? I don't like your fucking ass because you ain't shit, bitch.
You're not cute.
Oh, wait. You gonna gag me?
No.
You gonna gag me at Gaggle Week?
Bitch, like I said. Okay, so you talking shit, when Chastity called the chat, and when they said that they block you as much as you block them, why are you blocking me when I be talking to you? So I don't understand that.
Miss Thang just told me she gonna gag me at Gaggle Week, Miss Thang. So this is what I want you to do.
It doesn't matter if I beat your ass. If I beat your ass with a baseball bat, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna gag you, bitch.
You retarded, bitch. Who thinks that you ever hit a ball with a baseball bat?
If I go there, I'm gonna beat your ass.
You gonna beat me?
Don't play with me, bitch. I'm from the same state you from.
The only way we won't know is you if you dress in a costume, because bitch, if you come regular, people know that you are retarded.
I'll dress in my fucking clothes.
I don't have to be in the costume to walk in that motherfucking bitch to beat your fucking ass. You got me fucked up.
I would take two motherfucking nails, 10 inches, and drill them through your motherfucking knees, faggot, and take your neck and put a motherfucking part of that in your motherfucking throat, you creepy motherfucking faggot.
Trayvon Bryant. Trayvon Bryant, was your mother and father, sister, and brother?
Let me say this. I don't know how old that faggot is, but he better vote.
I rent a car to beat your fucking ass. I don't need none of that.
No,
bullshit.
You know what I want you. You know what I want you to do. You know what I want you to do. What I want you to do is listen. Hold on, because I don't want to meet you. What I want you to do, baby, is when I come out, right? When I come out for Gagaween, Miss Thing, I want you to. As soon as I hit the back of that runway, Miss Thing, I want you to hit me with that baseball bat.
Like I said, I'll gag you. And Chastity and Malon, I'm sure they're going to gag you too. Like I said, when Malon and Chastity say you're a bully because you're not shit. All the fuck you are is a fake representation of what a woman should be. And you're not a lady. You're not even classy, bitch. Every time I talk to you, I want to gag you. And this is not even cool. Fuck your radio law. I could get my own shit and I could blast your fucking ass like Melania Chastain. What the fuck you gonna
do? What the fuck you do that day? Stop calling the fucking here.
Okay, so why are you angry? I mean, obviously some of this stuff is true.
Okay, I got it now. Malon, come get your flunky. You couldn't do your job,
fuck
so you sent this
like
retarded
said,
boy
fuck,
to do it for
that,
you.
Bitch, fuck you too. I am Malon. I'm not Chastity. Like I said.
Oh,
bitch,
so you Malon.
When I call in, you have my number. You can call me, bitch. You call me block. Like I said, get that shit moving, and if I see you, I'm going to beat your ass. I don't give a fuck.
I just want you to attack me when I come out for that
movie. You
don't
want to be the motherfucker recording videos on YouTube. I got your ass. If I come there, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
You know what? You know what?
I don't give a fuck.
You know
bitch,
you know what?
Bitch,
this is you don't even have to listen. You know what? You don't even have to hold on. I'm gonna mute you for 1 minute so you can hear what I gotta say. I muted you for 1 minute so you can hear what I gotta say. You don't have to come to Gagaween. The next time Father Tony has a ball in Columbia, South Carolina, I'm going to come to the ball so you can gag me in your state. And then I'm going to show you exactly what the fuck I'm working with, okay? So that's what you do. You gag me when I come to Columbia, South Carolina, because I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina. So you gag me, and I'm going to show you how to gag the girls, Miss Thing. You don't ever want a day of me. Stop threatening me and telling me what you're going to do to me, Miss Thing, because, baby, trust me. I have a lot of family in South Carolina, so we can play this game. I'm going to come to your state, bitch. You're back.
Because obviously I was talking to myself because you're a bitch and you will obviously meet me.
You was talking to yourself.
Because I'm not even talking to your fucking ass, bitch. Now, Kelly, I know we need to keep him on hold. Go to extra hour, and we need Nikki to be like, come on, and write him out. And you know what? This is what I'm going to mute her one more time.
Since
you know what? This is what I'm going to do for you, right? Because this is how much of a bold bitch that I am, right? This is what I'm going to do for you. Since we have your name and we have your Facebook, bitch, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get you a motherfucking round-trip bus ticket to Gagaween, Miss Thing. I'm going to get you a room at the host hotel that I am staying at, Miss Thing, and I'm going to charge it all to my American Express card, and I'm going to inbox you your confirmation number for your ticket. And your motherfucking room. And if you's a bad motherfucking bitch, and I'll make sure my sister has your name at the motherfucking door. So all expenses will be paid for you to come to D.C. to Gagoween to gag the legend. Now, if you want that, you let me know, and I'll make sure all of that happens for you. But I don't know if you're going to need a round-trip ticket because you might not make it out of D.C. And you're back. And that's how much of a bold bitch I am. I swear, I'm putting her back on hold for a minute. I swear to my dead grandmother, Barbara Dolores Hunter, if you want all of that, Miss Thing, I will make all of that happen for you to get to D.C., pay for your hotel and everything. I will even pay the $30 for you to get in the ball, bitch. I would even get you a car service from the hotel to the ball, Miss Thing, because it is Gagoween, so you can gag me. But trust and believe, you might hit me with that baseball bat or do whatever you want to do, but afterwards, the gag is definitely going to be on you. It is definitely going to be a Gagoween. You're lying.
Like I said, if I'm gonna fuck you up. Don't get it twisted.
But do you want to take me up on my offer? You want to take me up on my offer?
It doesn't matter, Kelly. Like I told you, I'm from New Jersey.
No, you're not answering the question. You're not answering the question. You're not answering the question, retard. Do you want to take me up on my offer?
7, 8. It doesn't matter. I will.
Are you taking the offer or not?
Are you taking me up? Listen, listen.
Don't get me fucked up.
We muted you again. Are you going to take me up on my offer? If you're not going to take me up on my offer, we're about to end the show. I'm going to unmute you, and you're going to say, yes, I'm taking you up on your offer, and I will make all of that happen for you, baby, to get to D.C. and everything. So if you're going to take me up on that offer, let me know if you're going to take me up on that offer, and we will definitely make it happen. It can definitely be a Gagoween. So now are you taking me up on that offer?
I will beat the shit out of you.
Are you taking me up on that offer?
Bitch, you thought you almost got threw up in the phone booth. You lucky that motherfucker didn't hit your ass with that motherfucking...
Okay, on that note... She's not taking anybody up on her offer. She's just a Facebook gangster and a blog talk radio gangster, Miss Thing. I offered you everything that you needed and motherfucking more, Miss Thing, okay, baby? And you didn't want to take me up on that offer. And the same thing that happened, between me and my son, that happened between me and him, that truth has passed. But trust and believe, if you come to Gagoween and think that you're going to do anything, that same situation that happened with me and him, the roles will be reversed, Miss Thing, and he'll be knocking you, okay?
Yes.
So now, baby, don't ever think that you're going to send for me or come for me. Nobody has time to deal with you. And on that note, I thank y'all all for listening to the show tonight. I'm about to go and play with my new doggy, honey, with the new doggy that we got here, honey, and play with Chanel and things. Nobody has time to deal with that maggot queen, Miss Thing. She's not really about nothing. She's just talking. She's just blowing hot air, Miss Thing. I can't wait to see everybody October 27th in Washington, D.C. for the Icon Jasmine Couture Gagoween Ball, where it's definitely going to go down. 666. 6 teams, $6,000, 6 Fab Femme Queens on the team, $2,000 open to all runway, $1,000 Femme Queen face, $1,000 Femme Queen realness versus big girls, and a whole host of other categories that is definitely cash. The ball is full of cash, and it's definitely going to be a fabulous motherfucking event, honey. Girls, definitely hit up my sister and definitely get your tables. And because tables are definitely on sale. I love y'all all for loving me. Everybody, I'll see y'all tomorrow night. I'll see Jason and Tiffany and everybody tomorrow night and Maya for the tea party. We're going to take it away with Gagoween. We have no time for her.
You finish your test?
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense.
She lost her motherfucking mind.
Come bear
That's
witness
the fuck she did.
In the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.